You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from UPMC Park here in Erie, Pennsylvania. We're getting set for game two in this six-game series between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Erie Seawolves. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. It was a bit of a forgettable night for the Bay Sox last night. Handed their largest shutout loss of the season, 11-0. A very difficult to talk about and honestly difficult to watch game at a lot of points. But those things will happen from time to time. Just about every team in the league, every team in baseball is going to go through a big clunker here and there. This one, a little bit of historical precedence, because it's the first time the Erie had been shut out by such a wide margin since 2018, when the Harrisburg Senators did it to them against, July 6th, they got it done there. But here's a quick little note. The Bay Sox are out losses prior over the course of this season. They got shut out 8-0 against Richmond, their first shutout loss of the year back in April, and then they turned around and shut out Richmond 10-0 the next night. Their previous shutout loss was actually also to Erie, a 6-0 shutout loss in a rain-shortened 5-inning game. Bowie would turn around and win 7-2 in the following game. So they do have a little bit of momentum and a little bit of chip on their shoulder after these shutout losses. Hopefully it will carry over into today's game as well, as the Bay Sox will actually have a tough test against them, going up against one of the best starting pitchers in the Eastern League right now, Austin Bergner. Justin Armbruster will start for Bowie, making his AA debut, and we'll walk you through the starting pitching matchup in just a little bit. But first, let's walk you through the main numbers for today's game. Bowie comes in for game number 65 on the season. They're 25-39 on the year, a three-game losing streak, as the Bay Sox are 4-6 over their last 10 and 11-20 when playing on the road. Erie comes in for game number 65 on the year as well. They're 36-28 on the year, a three-game winning streak for the Seawolves. They're 6-4 over their last 10 and 19-9 when playing in front of the home crowds here at UPMC Park. The Bay Sox are 12 games out of first place right now in the Southwest Division, sixth overall in the six-team division. But of course, with only five games remaining in the first half, Bowie is out of contention for a first-half playoff spot. Next closest team to them at the moment is Harrisburg. The Senators are 9 games out of first place, so Bowie is 3 games back from 5th place overall. The Seawolves are very much in contention. They are only 1 game out of first place at the moment. They are in 3rd overall, however. Akron and Richmond have identical 37-27 records atop the Southwest Division. Meanwhile, Erie at the 36-28 mark, as mentioned. But do need to recall, as they do have only the 5 games remaining in the first half, they do not own any tiebreakers over Akron or Richmond. So on the standings, they may just be 1 game back, but in order to actually secure a spot in the playoffs, they will need to get fully ahead. So 2 games back at semantics glance. But it is still a very tough and long road for Erie, considering who Richmond and Akron are playing. Akron is playing Harrisburg at the moment, a team that, again, is under 500, 8 games under 500 to be precise. And Richmond is playing Portland, who has an identical 28-36 record to Harrisburg. And the Sea Dogs, they had been scuttling going into that series, but a Portland win last night was their 3rd consecutive win, putting Akron into that tie for first place. So it's a logjam at the top, and of course, Erie will continue to push as hard as they can to try and pick up their first postseason berth since 2013. Let's tell you about today's starting pitching matchup, because there are no roster moves coming into today's game. Of course, Justin Armbruster was added to the roster yesterday, but he's been the most recent move for either team. It'll be Armbruster for Bowie and Austin Bergner to go for Erie. Let's start with Bergner. A 4-2 record, a 2.41 ERA for the right-hander, 12 games all starts, 59 2/3 innings of work. He struck out 60 batters, walked 23, allowed 7 home runs, and opponents only hitting him at a 173 clip this season. Bergner is in his 4th season of pro ball and his 1st in AA. Former Tar Heel was on a slow start to the year when he allowed 7 earned runs in his first 3 starts, just 11 1/3 innings of work, and he only reached the 5th inning once. But since then, he has only made 1 start after the start of May, in which he's allowed multiple runs. And that's coming up on a stretch of about 2 months at this point. And that was actually against Bowie. His first start of this season against Bowie, he actually started twice in the 6-game tilt at Prince George's Stadium. He walked just 3 batters over a lengthy stretch, but he walked 4 Bay Sox in 4 2/3 innings. And then Bowie turned around on Sunday and tagged him for 4 runs in that second start to close out the series, what eventually became a big win for Bowie. He also gave up a 2-run home run to Andrew Dashbach, but Dashbach will not be in the lineup today, so it'll be on the rest of the Bowie lineup to try and see if they can knock one out against him. Handful of scouts have noted an average fastball velocity for Bergner. He still locates well on the top of the zone and has a very good slider that can be tough to pick up at points. But of course, Bowie, they laid off the slider so well over that first start. That's why they drew the 4 walks. And then when they picked it up a little bit more to finally make contact, they tagged him for the 4 runs. Let's tell you about Justin Armbruster, however, coming in for his Double-A debut. Called up from High A Aberdeen just earlier this week, he went 2-1 with the Ironbirds, had a 4.02 ERA in 12 games all starts. He is coming off of a bit of a slow run overall. Over his last 3 starts, he'd allowed 10 runs, 9 runs earned in 14 total innings, but his strikeout numbers were still there. He had struck out 17 total batters in those 19 innings. It was just really his last start that put a bit of a sour note for his final start at High A. 4 innings against Jersey Shore, that's the Phillies affiliate, 5 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, and he walked more than he struck out for the only time on the year. He has been a little bit susceptible to the long ball lately, allowing 4 home runs in his last 3 starts, but overall he's still more of a ground ball pitcher, and this is a bigger ballpark in terms of general outfield. Fortunately for Armbruster, this is going to be his debut not at Prince George's Stadium. As nice as it would be to start at your home ballpark, Prince George's Stadium is, of course, one of the most hitter-friendly parks in the league, and those short corners, those 309-feet corners to both left and right field can be very, very difficult for pitchers to really work with if they're not familiar with it. So Armbruster should be getting a good taste here of some hot Double-A hitting, of course. Erie does have one of the best offenses in the league and some of the best hitters in the league in terms of individuals, so it's not like it'll be an easy one for Armbruster, but he does have just a couple of things in his favor. If he works his breaking stuff low enough to get those ground balls that worked with him well in Aberdeen, then he should be fine. We've got plenty more to come here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We break for now, but when we return, we talk with Joey Ortiz. He's batting third today and gives us a little insight on his relationship with Cesar Prieto and what it was like to hit that game-tying home run in the 9th inning and over the Binghamton Rumble Ponies this previous Friday. Ortiz is our guest next as we break. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for the second game in this 6-game series between Bowie and Erie. Sitting down with shortstop Joey Ortiz. One of the things I want to ask out of the gate, you and Cesar Prieto have been kind of going 1-2 in the lineup over the last couple of days. Now, I know Adam Hall is going to be leading off today, and that's a new jump back into the top slot for him. But what's it been like going basically back-to-back with Prieto? You guys definitely seem to have some good chemistry in the locker room.
It's definitely cool. You know, Prieto this year, he's a great dude. We always hang out. He's my roommate. We got great chemistry. And it's pretty cool that we could go 1-2 in the lineup, and we both, you know, like to compete and like to play well. So it's pretty cool.
Is there anything about each other's game that you guys work on, try to build from each other, maybe pick bits and pieces from each other, or just try to go out and compete in your own separate styles?
Just try and compete in our own separate styles. I mean, of course, we like to fool around and try and, you know, make each other better, but yeah. I think it's two different styles, and, yeah, we just like to get better in our own way, yeah.
Again, we're here with Joey Ortiz on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. One of the latest trends and one of the biggest changes over the past couple of weeks now is that you've been able to take on the full-time shortstop responsibilities. Has that been a bit of a more relaxing opportunity for you now that you have a little more certainty that you're there just about every single game?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's definitely nice having some consistency, but I mean, I was always ready to play anywhere and play any position they needed me to play and just be ready to play anywhere, really.
One of the things that that Kyle Moore has said just about every time I've spoken with him the last 3 weeks is just all the power that you're putting into your contact. He's very, very proud of it and really glad of the hard contact you've been making. Has there been anything that's led to that, or you're just maybe seeing the ball a little bit better? Is there anything you can speak to?
It's definitely the work I put in before the game. You know, I work with Becker and Billy before the game in the cages, and they usually got some great stuff for me to get right. As far as it's hitting the ball hard during the game, I just let my ability take over, and, you know, God blessed me with some hard-hitting balls, so that's good.
One of the other things that Moore has spoken to a couple of times this season is just the actual physical development of a lot of guys on this roster, you being among them, because it's a relatively younger roster for Bowie. You guys come in at a slightly younger age than some of the other teams in the league, and he just built yourselves up, gotten a lot stronger. Have you been a part of that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I take the strength ability very seriously, especially coming after my first year with the Orioles. It wasn't really too much power there, and I felt like it was something I needed to improve on, so I just kept trying to get stronger. Even now, just trying to maintain strength, don't want to lose any, want to keep hitting the ball hard. Yeah, you know, strength is a big focus, to be able to hit the ball and drive the ball in the gaps and stuff like that.
Again, here with Joey Ortiz and the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. One of the big questions, fairly easy to ask, is what do you like to do maybe a little bit more? Hit the big home run, maybe get the walk-off hit, or maybe while you're in the infield, make a slick play, throw a guy out at the plate, or make a good dive, a spin and a throw to get a guy out at first. Which one would you prefer?
I'd probably say the big home run. I'd say the home run is a little more entertaining for the fans, but of course defense is, you know, one of my best abilities, so I definitely like doing both, if that could be an answer.
Well, there is still the recency, too, from your massive home run on Friday. If you can recall, can you walk us through that plate appearance, two outs in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game with a big blast?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, to hear the fans chanting my name and for something like that to happen, it's kind of something you dream of, and I still haven't really came down from it. I kind of just blacked out, and I don't even remember what happened, honestly.
Well, they won the game. I think we can remember at least that part.
Exactly.
One last question I like to ask, especially on road games. You get back to the hotel room after a long day. You put on your favorite streaming service. What's been your go-to show?
Oh, me and Prieto don't even watch shows, honestly. We kind of just get back, FaceTime a little bit, and then get to sleep. We don't even watch TV, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Locked in, but enjoying the personal time. I can respect that. Joey, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Joey Ortiz here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Back to you, BMC Park, here in Erie, as we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabata's with you on just what's turned into a very lovely evening. We had plenty of overhanging clouds earlier, but as you run into a lot at this ballpark, we see it sometimes at Prince George's Stadium, especially considering its proximity to the Chesapeake, but this ballpark, even closer to Lake Erie, gets a lot of just pop-up clouds, maybe even some pop-up little showers at points, and maybe some light spritzes that sometimes don't even show up on radars. But we have very heavy clouds early on, but we're looking at a much brighter day today as Boone see if they can even it up at a game apiece. But Erie still maintains the commanding lead in the season series. They've taken five of the seven meetings, including the first four. After that six-game series opened up with Bowie losing four straight, they finally broke through for two consecutive wins. And as mentioned, the first of those two consecutive wins was a 7-1 winner, then 13-2 in Game 2. It all started after the Bay Sox had been shut out 5-0 in a six-inning rain-shortened day. But as we look at today's game, let's introduce you to the starting lineups briefly for both sides, because there are some notable changes for Bowie. Adam Hall will be back in the leadoff slot. First time that Hall is actually going to be leading off in quite some time, but he does have plenty of experience up top, of course. Among the current lineup, he's now going to be leading off for the 17th time this season. That ties Hudson Haskin for the most out of any player on the roster this year. And the only reason Hall really wasn't in the leadoff as much is because of a stint on the injured list. And when Hall went on the injured list, Haskin filled in that role as the leadoff man. But he's hit well in the leadoff slot this season. When he's opening up an inning, he hits .371 with a .992 OPS. Cesar Prieto will bat second, and Joey Ortiz will bat third. If you heard it, they're just such a good 1-2 punch between those first three spots in the lineup, and it was 1-2 for a little bit. But now Hall is going to be back in the leadoff slot, and I'm really interested to see if he can pick it right back up where he had left it off the last couple of times. Maverick Handley is back behind the dish today for Bowie. It's hoping to be another one-on, one-off rotation for the Bay Sox. It'd been such a funky little run with the roster for the Bay Sox lately that they hadn't been able to get that quick on and off settling between Cody Roberts and Maverick Handley. It was Handley going for three games behind the dish, Roberts going for two, then Handley going for one, and then back to Roberts, back to Handley for two more, and then Roberts for... It was a bit of a messy schedule that hopefully should start to settle now, thanks to the roster moves having finally cleared up a little bit when it comes to these position players. And then Handley will be behind the dish, so hopefully Roberts will. Hudson Haskin will be in center field today. Chris Given is back in the lineup. His first game back in a couple of days. He'll be batting sixth. J.D. Mundy, you can say the same about him. He's at first base batting seventh. And then Zach Watson bumps up a slot in right field batting eighth. He had a multi-hit game yesterday, the only multi-hit performance for the Bay Sox. And then A.J. Graffinino will be in left field batting ninth. We can talk about the Seawolves lineup down the line, but as Erie takes the field, we're looking to get ready for first pitch here at UPMC Park. So we'll step aside, be back in just a little bit. We've got first pitch and all the play-by-play coming up soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from UPMC Park. It's game two in this six-game series between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Erie Seawolves. Matt Sabat is with you from Erie, Pennsylvania, and as Austin Bergner warms on the mound for the Seawolves, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hitter Adam Hall, followed by Cesar Prieto at second base, batting second. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop today, he bats third. Maverick Hanley is the catcher, he bats fourth. Hudson Haskin is in center field today, he bats fifth. Chris Given at third base bats sixth. J.D. Mundy at first base bats seventh. Zach Watson in right field eighth. And A.J. Graffinino in left field bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 25-39 on the season, a three-game losing streak. And once more, that lineup for the Bay Sox, you've got Hall, Prieto, Ortiz, Hanley, Haskin, Given, Mundy, Watson, Graffinino, all to face off against Austin Bergner on the mound. UPMC Park here in Erie, 328 feet down the line to right field, 317 to left, and 400 to straightaway center field, 367 feet to the right center field gap, and 356 feet to the left center field gap. As right-hander Adam Hall digs in, 271 average with a 725 OPS this season for Hall, 36 games played. First pitch, and it's a fastball, misses down and away for ball one as we're underway at 6.08 p.m. on an 82-degree, beautifully sunny day here in Erie, Pennsylvania. Bergner turns, winds, and fires the 1-0. Fastball misses high again, and the count goes to 2-0 on Hall. Eight doubles, no triples, a homer, 11 runs batted in for Halsey this season. They play him straight up on the infield, a little bit the other way for the right-hander in the outfield. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Hall fouls it off. Fastball was in on the hands, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Hall now leading off 17 games this season, ties him with Hudson Haskin for the most games led off. But he was the main leadoff man to start the year before taking a brief stint on the injured list. The 2-1 pitch. Hall grounds it slowly over to shortstop, shuffling and gobbling it at the wrist. Gage Workman from the edge of the outfield grass. He gets it to first a little high, but in time. 6-3 put out, and that's how the day gets started. Let's tell you about the defense alignment for Erie. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Andrew Navigato, Parker Meadows, and Kerry Carpenter. Andre Lipsius is at third base. Gage Workman is at short. Wenzel Perez is at second. Dane Myers at first. And Dylan Dingler catches behind the plate for Austin Bergner on the mound. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch. Called a strike. Changeup hits the outside edge. It's nothing and one to open. 272 average for Prieto. A 662 OPS in 24 games played. Five doubles, no triples, a homer, six batted in, next pitch. This changeup misses wide, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Austin Bergner, 6'5", 210-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Boca Raton. Holds for quite some time before turning and firing the 1-1. It's popped up left side by Prieto toward foul ground. Navigado chasing, as does Lipsius, and it falls in foul. I think it might have actually gotten into the first row of seats. Bit of an obstructed view to that corner, but it does run the count to a ball and two strikes on Prieto. Austin Bergner, selected in the ninth round of the 2019 draft from the University of North Carolina, a former Tar Heel. As the 1-2 to Prieto comes in, and this one is lifted out toward left center field. Curls around just in front of the crossover into the shade from Erie Insurance Arena and makes the catch. Two away. Your umpiring crew in today's game, Jude Corey is at third base. Sean Cassidy is at first. Kelvis Velez is the crew chief. He's calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's Joey Ortiz. Shortstop batting third today with a .216 average and a .629 OPS in 57 games played. 12 doubles, 2 triples, 4 homers, 28 runs batted in. First pitch. Ortiz watches high fastball. It's 1-0. And Bergner, a former Tar Heel, just like longtime Bay Sox broadcaster Adam Pohl. If he's listening, well, he can tell you a little bit more about it. 1-0 the count on Ortiz. Next pitch. Fastball dots the lower inside corner for a called strike, and the count goes even at 1. 5 games played this year. Runner at third, 2 away. First pitch to the right-hander is popped up, first base side, foul. Myers ranging over, he's out of room. That one gets onto the main level course as the count opens up at nothing and 1. 7 PS for Handley this season, 8 doubles, no, 4 homers, 19 runs batted in. Has already made 2 starts against Bowie season. One was good, one was okay. He was a losing pitcher on 5 innings of 4-run ball. Earned. Here's the 0-1 to Handley. Foul again, breaking ball missed high, and the count goes to nothing at 2. So Bergner went Tuesday and Sunday when the Seawolves were at Prince George's Stadium from May 24th to the. His first start was strong, the win, because he only went 4 2/3 in, but allowed just 1 run. 0-2 to Handley. Slider, just a bit away, and the count goes to a ball. Second start, Bowie was able to find the 7 hits in 5 innings, 3 earned. He still got 5. He did so in. But Bowie picked win that day, 7-1. The 1-2, right side again, and the count holds. 2 quick outs to opening, but a triple by Joey Ortiz to the left center field gap that Parker just had a very tough read on. As Bergner stepped off the rubber for a brief moment to get some rosin on the. Now he sets. Another 1-2. Skips in, eats a bit of dirt, and the count goes even at. Handley still put what's been an excellent month of June. Well, he did 0-for yesterday. Break season's long 4-game hit streak with an 0-4 day, reaching on an error and striking. He's still hitting well over 300 a month. The 2-2 pitch. Line drop, the middle of base hit. Ortiz scores as Handley singles and lead 1-0 here in the top of the first. Two out, RBI knock for a just right past that glove of the pitcher and over second base. So Handley has hit in 5 of his last 6 and picks up his 20th RBI season. As Hudson Haskin will dig into the box. Oh, at first, still 2 away. Bergner sets and fires the first pitch home to Huddy. It misses inside a fast, especially Haskin, a prime candidate for Bowie to attack on the pitch a lot of times in the first inning. But he's been seeing how it's going so far and decided to lay off. See what Bergner dealt. It was an inside fastball. 1-0. Hard hit ball, picked on the bounce. Bergner, he underhands after a couple of steps, and it's 1-3. And the inning is over. Bowie gets on the board. RBI single by Matt Candley. And as we go to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie 1, Erie up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we feel your best. This summer, time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center's Community Medical Center or our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the Plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local always deliver the most skilled, trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need Plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
We're on to the bottom of the first. Here at UPMC Park as the Bucks lead 1-0. Matt Sabatis, Justin Armbruster warming on the mound. Double-A debut for Bowie. Prepares to face off against the following Erie Seawolves lineup. Leading off it, got Wenzel Perez, followed by Andre Lipsitz at third base, batting second. Carpenter in right field bats third. Quincy Napoli, DH, bats fourth. Dan Myers at first base bats fifth. Dylan Ketcher sixth. Parker Meadows in center field bats seventh. Andrew Navagat in left field eighth. Parkman the shortstop bats ninth. Of the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, managed by Gabe Alvarez, John Marion, Dan Reichabal, and Chris Vick is the athletic trainer. Erie is 36-28 on the game winning streak, one game out of first place in the Southwest Division. And with that lineup, it's Perez, Lip Carpenter, Naporti, Myers, Dingler, Meadows, Navagato, all to face off against Justin Brewster on the mound, making his debut. Digs in, switch hitter batting lefty, a three average just in his five brief games at the level as the first pitch comes in, and it's a phases for a called strike on the outer edge, and it's nothing in a one to open. 350 average, 10.08 OPS, so it wasn't an 8. As the 0-1, driven in the air to left field, foul ground, A.J. Graffinino now running, falls in foul, as he had a difficult run on it. That route was thing, but again, the way that the walls to protect the bullpens at this park can be difficult to know. But since it falls in, funds the count to nothing and 2, that's all that matters. Armbruster looking for a quick strike, open up his double-A career. We'll get numbers in a little bit, but they were very good with A. Aberdeen, including an impressive number of strikeouts. So he tries to continue that trend here at the new level. They put the shift off. Pitch is swung on, driven out to right field. This time, Zach Watson hesitated for a minute before finding it in the sun. Runs in and makes the catch, and there's one away. Tell you about the defensive alignment for you from left to right in the outfield. You've got A.J. Grino, Hudson Haskin, and Zach Watson. Chris Given is at third base. Joey Ortiz is at shortstop. Stays up for a second, and J.D. Mundy is at first. Maverick Handley catches behind the plate for Justin Armbruster. Owned. Instant Trey Lipsius, third baseman today, batting in the first pitch. A flinch and a high ball called for strike. It's nothing in one. 258 average for Lipsius, an 8-2 OPS in 58 games played. 11 doubles, a triple, 6 homers, 20 runs batted in. The 0-1 pitch. Lipsius called strike, this time a changeup, upper outs corner, already nothing in two, as Bowie needs 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Bases empty, one away. Armbruster holds it at the chin to drop down to the gut. Here's the 0-2 home. Slider made in the count to a ball and two strikes. Justin Armbruster, a 6'4", 200-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Washington. 12th-round draft, 2021 from the University of New Mexico. Here's the 1-2. Slider again misses, and the count goes even at 2. Making his AA debut as Armbruster went with a 4.02 ERA in 12 games, all starts with high to open the year. 2-2 pitch. Swing a line drive, left center field. That'll fall. Hudson Haskin pick up in center as Lipsius stops at first base. One out single. Andre Lipsius. He's got hits in back-to-backs now for the Seawolves. And now Kerry Carpenter. Left-hander Carpenter digs in, hitting 11 this season. 10.20 PS in 60 games played. And time called. Maverick Handley asked for it. And we'll wait on the first offering. One of the good parts right now. Hopefully make the jump to AA any more difficult throw. I'll mention in a second. Here's the first pitch. Fastball. Bleeper called strike inside edge. It's nothing in one. Uniformity of the pitch clock at the moment should be very, very helpful for guys like Armbruster that jump up. There's not too many guys in the timing. I think there's a difference at AAA. That's it. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swinging him in a piece, but it's another fastball. Goes to nothing in two. 14 doubles this Carpenter. Minor league leading 22 home runs with 48 runs in. Runner at first. Carpenter's hit into three double plays season, but he's mostly a fly ball hitter. The O misses up and away. Tried to get him to change up, and the count goes to a ball. Armbruster is coming off of a mild-mannered against Jersey Shore. His start at the high A level. Jersey Shore is the Phillies affiliate, where he tossed four, but five hits and five runs, four earned. Walked three, only struck out two. The pitch fouled off. Curtis nicked back to the screen as the count holds at two strikes. It was the only start all season. Brewster walked more than he struck out. He did have a couple of wolves, but never more than he struck out. 53 and two-thirds innings. He logged plenty of punches, 63 total. Here's another 1-2. Popped again, foul. This one out of play behind the scene. Count remains. 63 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings. Only 18. He's allowed 8 home runs in 4 over his last 3 starts. Well, can you tell it's Bark in the Park? Another 1-2 to Carpenter. Poked out toward right center field. This one splitting the gap easily. He's in for a hit and gets past Zach Watson. It's picked Haskin as Carpenter moves into second base. Lipsius moves to third. It's a one-out double to put run in scoring position. 15th double of the season for Carpenter. And now Quincy Napoorty. But one of the things that Poor had mentioned to me when we spoke for the show the other day is how they want to make sure they pitch Carpenter low and on. And it just didn't seem like that was happening with Arn Brewster here. Now he faces with Napoorty, the infield in. Second and third, one away. The first pitch is high. Change up the count at 1-0. First pitch ball from Arn Brewster today. But we lead nothing here in the bottom of the first inning, but eerie thing. 1-0 to Napoorty comes in, and it's swung on its change up away, and the count evens. 264 average for Napoorty this season, an 899 OPS, 55 games played, 9 double triples, 16 home runs, including one day, 41 runs batted in. The 1-1 pitch. Link fouled off right side, and goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Arn Brewster departed Heidi Aberdeen, leading the team in over innings pitch, 53 2/3 is met. And the best strikeout to walk ratio. Have the most strikeouts, but the best ratio. 2. Swinging a broken bat, right back to the mound. Arn Brewster sends it. They've got Carpenter in the rundown as Handley set up the line and tags him. That's the one out as Carpenter, rather, goes to third base. It was in the rundown. Porty is safe on the fielder's trip. Goes 1-2 to retire Lipsius for the second of the inning. Here's Dane. Did they pick up the sliver of bat off there? I don't think they did. Sliver of bat sitting between the mound and home plate. I guess no one cares. Here's Myers, first pitch. Called a strike, ball inside. Yeah, that was definitely a cracked bat bouncer by Quincy Napoorty, and they've just left the piece of bat there. First and third, two away here at the bottom of the first. Dane Myers, a 250 average this season. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, just missed inside. And the count goes ball and a strike. 764 for Myers. 41 games played, 8 doubles, no triples. 8, 25 runs batted in. Bowie ahead, 1-0. The 1-1 pitch home. Myers' fastball come in low, just under the knee. Count goes to 2-1. Myers went 2-for-5 yesterday. It was his first game against Bowie. If I'm not mistaken, he was down on a too high A, just filled with West Michigan, as they were a little short-staffed. The 2-1, breaking ball fouled off. A bouncer to the left side, and the count go even at 2. Big up now for Arn Brewster to try and log that double-A strikeout. He hasn't worked count yet, and all 5 batters he's worked to a 2-strike count. He needs down pitch to set the tone. The 2-2. Swing and a miss on him. Fastball away, and a good way to log your first double-A strikeout. Justin Arster strands a tying run at third base, and as we go to this, Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. At the Island Luau Night at the ballpark, Bay Sox battle the Altoona Curve. Live music from the islands, inspiration, dance performances, and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's War Show. Do you own a clunker, a piece of junk on wheels? Well, here's your chance off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaySox.com to for tickets and find out more about register Maryland's Worst Car Show. See you there.
If you operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, out that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide, for a list of companies you can hire, please steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, the best time at the ballpark. Bring your family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Lou. Games in the stadium, introduce a game, and you'll even get to have the stadium for you. Bay Sox birthday party, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind at Prince George's Stadium. Book your 301-444-4880 at BaySox.com.
Second inning here at U Park in Erie as the Bay Sox lead one. Matt Savadas with you on a crisp, gorgeous day. Austin Turner will get back to work for the Erie Seawolves as Chris Given opens up the plate. First game for him in a couple of days. 238 average this season and just seventh played since being signed from the San Diego station. First pitch misses down and inside, and it's 1-0 to open. Given an 836 OPS this year. He already has a home run and four runs back. His homer came back at the stadium. As the 1-0 comes in, and he hit over to short, but down to a knee, Gittin pulls it in. Just a soft liner and placed perfectly to the shorts, one away, as J.D. Mundy stands. So here's Mundy. Righty on lefty, first pitch. Mundy watches down and away a fastball. Comes up at 1-0. Mundy, 218 average, 635 OPS in 40 was played. Does hit right-handers at it overall, but he swings and misses here at a curveball down as the count evens right. Again, Bowie ahead, 1-0. 2-out triple by Joey Ortiz. A single by Maverick Handley in the first. One comes down and away. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. This season against left-handers, Bergner actually pitched them a little bit better. Got to walk ratio maybe a bit lesser, but into a 141 clip. The 2-1 pitch to Mundy. High to left field, but this one's deep. Curling around and running down on it, Andrew Navagato pulls it in. Initially looked like that one might have been a wall, but Navagato actually had to run in away to haul it. And now here's Zach Watson. Watson's 186 average, 547 OPS in 45 games played for the Sox. Six doubles, two doubles, two homers, eight batted in. He fouls off this pitch right side. Like I said, can the park night? Well, they've got the cast position here at UPM Park is directly behind the seating bowls. The 0-1 popped up on the infield left side, around into the infield grass. It's the third busiest, and adjacent to the mound is the catch. Three up, three down for the Bay Sox, and a line out, a fly out, and a foul. And as we go to the bottom of the second, Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Baseball.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotion season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Woof, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Other Bud and Bud Light drafts with other specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's all time at the ballpark, so get your ticket at BaySox.com.
On the Grid is your lawn care team, providing an organic-based lawn care program filling commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with Incorporated. Go to thegreeninc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. Lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games season-long. We will give you the best of your buck. Sky Shooter Displays, traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, much more. The night sky is truly, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-131 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second here at UPN Park as the Bay Sox lead 1-0. Dylan Dingler will lead it off the number setter as Justin Armbruster continues to mount. First pitch, right-hander Dingler watches high for a ball. It's 1-0. Matt Zabata's with you on what's been a lovely evening and what's really set to be weak here at the ballpark in Erie, the first half of the 2022 season. Here's the 1-0, swing and a miss, break away, and it's 1-1. .234 average and a .702 of 56 games played this season. Third triple, five homers and 24 in. Waiting on the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Dingler puts it off right side, and the count goes to. Dingler has been an amount of walk Bay Sox this season. It's actually very interesting to see. He's walked six against Bowie, gone 6-for-13. 1-2 comes in, and it's swung on and high for strike three. Not going to walk. Brewster logs his second double count, picks him up in a row, and it's one away here to start the second inning. Now on to Parker Meadows. Meadows at .224 average this season, a .64 OPS in 44 games played. Seven doubles, two triples, four homers, since batted in. They play him in on the third line and a bit to shift. First pitch, he hits the shift out toward right field. Watson running and makes the catch at the waist. Excellent sprint speed from right field, and there's already two away. Now here's Andrew Navagato. Left fielder today, .275 average and .780 guess in 35 games played. Three doubles, no trips. Homers, 13 runs batted in. Does have a home buoy and has hit them for a 4-0 mark. First pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Foul ground, left side out of play. Count starts out at nothing and one. Just been so many batters among this that have hammered buoy hard this year. Gary Carpenter among them, a .400 average. Quincy Nunez hit them for .364. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Driven the other way, foul. Goes to nothing at two. I could go on and on reading you through the numbers, but the lot share of this lineup, over half of this lineup, is hitting .350 or better. And it's not necessarily a small sample size. As the 0-2 pitch comes in, it misses high a ball. A ball and two strikes on that fastball. This is the eighth game between these two teams already, so there's been plenty of opportunity for these batters to see pitchers. Bases and away, the 1-2. Flipped him. On the hand? Maverick hand. No, it hit the knob of the bat, but it's a fight. It's just giving Navagato the bag. Well, of all statistics I keep track of, hit by pitch, actually one of them. So, don't have instant number to tell you how many arm Brewster hit back when he was in high A. Now it turns to Gage Workman. Runner it away, first pitch. Switch hitter bat is a called strike and a fastball up or out. Nothing in one to open. 2-2 for Workman this season. A .650 yes in 58 games played. 16 doubles, 2 triples, 630 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in. Goes even in a ball and a strike. Work very high pull rate, and they have the outfield shifted a little bit in the direction for the switch hitter. When we've already seen the danger of lefties pulling the ball hard corner at this ballpark, it's almost triple, and that would tie the game instance. The 1-1 pitch. Is high. Runs the count to 2-1. It reminds me a lot, and it's going to be a story that I continue to tell when Bowie was in Reading for their series against the Fightins, and left-hander Orador, who had a very high opposite field rate, kept hitting the opposite field. The 2-1 is fouled to the screen, and the count goes even at... All the while, but putting the shift on for Aldrum Corridor, just kept hitting it to left through the largest gap in the infield, and it just flexed me the entire time. Here's the 2-2 to Workman. Strike three! Punched a foul on the outside edge, and Arm ends the second inning with strikeout. He's up to three on the day, and that's his backwards as we go to the third here at UPMC Park. Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Beat.
Get your gear and from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore or at the Tackle Box team store. Beats, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place Bay Sox gear for you and fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from mountain regions of Colombia and to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal's new Swiss-made coffee machines with rich, flavorful coffee beans and them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
At DSync Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document output, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give Imaging a call, 301-7710-21, or more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, officeology made easy.
Roll on to the third inning here at UP Park in Erie. As the Bay Sox have 9-1 and 2 to bat here in this frame, they hold on to a 1-0 lead. A.J. Graffinino will put it up for Bowie. First pitch to the liner from Austin Bergner is a blazing foul for strike in the upper outside corner. It's 1 to open. Graff, 235 average this season, a 580 PS, and 18 games played for the Bay Sox. Doubles or triples, a homer, 5 runs batted pitch, swing and a miss. And after the count goes to nothing and 2. They play him to pull, but the third baseman is still playing for any sort of swinging bunt that might sway. The 0-2 pitch, Graffinino, is in there for strike three. Bergner fed him 2 fat balls away and then nicked him with a chain side. First punch out for Austin is backwards. Fans forget, July 15th, Friday, Dynamite at Prince George's Stadium. I can't say it right. I don't have a reflection of it. I'm just not a good impressionist. But Jim J. Walker is making his way out to the ballpark. The 70s hit good times. Adam Hall digs into the box, watches a first pitch low for ball. It's 1-0. There's also going to be a special bucket hat giveaway mimicking his hat on the show. And then, of course, there's special VIP meet and greet packages at BaySoxShop.com. Next pitch to Hall misses down. It's a 2-0. You can get regular tickets at BaySox.com, but the VIP meet and greet, you go to BaySoxShop.com. But get your tickets soon for Friday, July 5th. 2-0 count on Adam Hall. As the next pitch comes in from Bergner, it is high. A breaking ball runs it to 3. And Hall grounded out to the stop back in the first inning. Bowie up 1-0. There are only 2 hits coming in session and both perfectly placed. Triple and an RBI single, the 3-0. Hall the strike high. Just as Hall started up the line. Held the bat, though. Wanted to make sure he didn't get too embarrassed. Now comes the 3-1. He bounces it the other way past the glove of the first baseman, Dane Myers, but toward the corner by Kerry Carpenter. Carpenter knows this field so well. Sprint at balls toward that corner. If they roll to the wall, I've already seen this series, that's almost a game triple. But Hall will be fine with the single. He's got hit streak now. And Cesar Prieto will dig in. Prieto flew out to sold his first time up. Went after a 1-2 pitch. And him played in at third base on the grass. Wants to lay something down, which he does. It's a booty over toward the pitcher. Throws it wild. Hall goes base. Prieto goes to second. It's a bunt and an error from the catcher. And they throw it back home. And it gets away. One was backing it up and Hall scores. Bergner and Ler were just meandering around home plate as the throw came in from right field and to the Seawolves dugout. Clyde Adam Hall scores the second run, and Bowie leads to thing. So that'll go down as 2 error play now. Still the bunt single for Cesar Prieto as he's second base. The error from the catcher allows him second. Seventh error of the season, Dylan Dingler. And I believe the error might have actually been on the second baseman, Wenzel Perez. Have to catch the rule in a second, though. As Joey Ortiz digs into the box, first pitch, called for strike, hits the out, and it's nothing and one to open. So Bowie ahead 2-0 on the most little league run around the bases, Adam Hall, to go from first on 2 errors from a bunt. The old knuckler liner to first, picked up by Dane Myers. Lean and a good grab from Myers, go away. Still waiting on the ruling on that one. Obviously 2 errors, they flash the 2 errors up on the video board. Here. So it's an error on Carpenter's third right field this season. So the E9 allows Hall to score from third base after going first to third on the initial bunt single and error. Here's Maverick Handley to the right-hander. Driven high at right field, sends Carpenter backing, but he looks to see it. In front of the track, he makes the catch, and the inning is... But Bowie, using a well once and a little extra help from some lackadaisical Chiefs defense, take a 2-0 lead out of the third. We're back after this, Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't see fitters. More importantly, we do and how much it impacts you. Take a moment to think about what your world looked like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heat or air conditioning, microchip production at service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? These are just some of the things that we in please visit steamfitters-org, and let's talk about how we bring value to you.
Get the best deals at Pris Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office. Proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around. Every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $1 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And music to get your night started. It's a great time at the ballpark, so get yours now at BaySox.com.
Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July, Princesses and Pirates Day. Park. Don your shiniest crown, wear your easiest slippers or your peg leg in your eye as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fairy tale castle and a swap buckling ballpark. It's also his birthday bash. Many of Louis' masks will be on hand to celebrate what should be just a fantastic day at Prince George's Stadium. That's Sunday, July 17th, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com. On to the bottom of the third inning here at UPMC Park in Erie as the base double lead now 2-0. Matt Sabata's been just a great day now weather-wise and well, now play-wise. Can't ever complain. 2-0 lead as Bowie tries to keep the good times rolling. First pitch home from Justin Armbruster to the leadoff man Wenzel Perez misses a bit high and the cards out at 1-0. It'll be Perez, Andre Lipsius, and Kerry Carpenter. Top three in the lineup for Erie. Pitch in is a fastball called tag dotting the lower outside corner. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bowie scored their first run on a triple and then an RBI single inning. Ortiz the triple, handle RBI. The 1-1 pitch to Perret. Breaking ball, checked on, in and go. They go appeal, but still not going. As Perez runs it to he flew out to right field on a pitch back in the first inning. As the 2-1 pitch comes in, and Perez, his fastball just missed down and away. Three balls and a strike. This is the first three-ball count that Armbruster has to today. So to have it happen on the well, that's a good sign for efficiency from the right-hander. When Bowie right now, the 3-1. Peace ball. Just got a little nip on it. Fastball inside, and the count goes full. So first full count for Armbruster. Perez is 1-for-2 on full counts. Strikeout. Here's the payoff. Grounded over to the right side. That's it. They had the shift on. J.D. Mundy, his first instinct was to go cover the bag. Sure, that was the right play. Prieto was further from the he was, and Mundy instantly went to the bag. Now, again, the shift on, that's kind of the point. But when you just watch it in real time, it does leave you scratching your head. It's a single for Perez. He's got hits in back games now for Erie. First time all day that the Seawolves have a batter on base. Lipsius digs in. He singled up the gunst inning as the first pitch in, misses up and in a fastball. 1-0 to open. Lift the third on Kerry Carpenter's double, but was thrown out quickly at home. It was more in a ground ball back to the pitcher, and then Lipsius ran back up the third. Next pitch. Call strike, bottom edge. It was even at one. Armbruster, during his time at high A, about 16 to the just 16 pitches per being pitched. He's hovering around that as the 1-1 pitch comes in. It's flint high a fastball. No appeal, or as the count goes to 2-1. And Bowie ahead 2-0. Two out RBI in the first inning. And then bunt single. An attempted sacrifice by Cesar Prieto. Great bunt by Prieto. That was followed by first. Runner goes. The 2-1 is grounded side base hit through the gap. Allow Perez to go first. The hit and run. Very successful. As Lipsius has his second hit of the day. He represents a tying run at first base as Perez is now at third. And now here's Kerry Carpenter. Maverick and direct traffic on the defense. Especially now, you've got to deal with Carpenter, who had the double to right center field his first off. You get that here, that brings at least one run home no matter what. Lipsius does have some decent spot. He only went first to third last time. First pitch. Change up. Called for a strike on the outside edge. Well-placed ball. Nothing to win. Still a hard run of first pitch strikes for Armbruster. Like to see that. 12th batter he's face, and he's sent home 9 first pitch strikes. The 0-1. Swinging a piece fat. One comes to a rest just behind home plate in front of the catcher. It's only about a gap to work with, but it runs the count to nothing. Armbruster has a big chance here to make up his 4th strikeout. They put the pull on, potentially trading 2 outs for the 0-2 pitch. Grounded but foul. Pulled a little too hard as it ricocheted one of the boards that cut into foul at UPMC Park. Again, they've got very deep foul territory until you get about 2/3 of the way each line. Then it cuts in hard to protect the bullpens, give them a little bit of defense. Two, again, fouled off. This one toward the Sox dugout. As the count remains. First and third, nobody out here in the bottom as Bowie leads 2-0. 4 hits for each side. Here's 2 pitch. Fouled off end. Carpenter really had to roll in front of that curveball. Got just enough. To keep the count alive, Armbruster already up to 52 pitches. He 5-2, and it's grounded foul again on first base side. So many off-speed pitches right now. You think that you try to feed the guy a fastball. Carpenter's got such a good eye this season. I'd imagine he'd still be able to hit up. So do you stick speed? This is the dance. Always left questioning. Another pitch. Misses wide. Breaking ball still. But tried to get him to chase instead of feeding something on the strike zone. Cutter laid off, and the count goes to a ball and 2. Armbruster sets in, drops to the waist, fires the 1-2. Swung, missed for strike 3. With a changeup in the dirt, down swinging. 4th strikeout of the day for Tristan Armbruster. And now a play could get him out of the inning. Quincy Naporti in box. He hit it back to the mound in the first inning, taking away runner at third opportunity. He's hit into 5 double players. Pitch is fouled off back to the screen, and it's nothing in one to open. Up to 56, or Armbruster, up to 56 pitches in this one. He's thrown at least 7 in each of his last 6 starts, so breathing room. But you want to get him out of the way because the 0-1 is driven in the air to right field. Should bring one run home. Cuts into the corner, squares it up and makes catch. Here comes Perez as the throw comes off. The run scores on ice. Bowie still, but it's now 2-1. Naporti's 42nd RBI of the season. Here's Dane Myers. But it does take just the threat of runner scoring position out of the equation, which is obviously very, very important. The first pitch. Myers crushes it to deep left center field. Haskins, and he's out of room. This one. A 2-run home run for Dane Myers. His 9th of the season. 2-0 lead. Suddenly a 2 deficit. Up to 27 RBI this year for Tanner Myers. First home run given up for Armbruster here at AA. And now he's given up home runs in 4 consecutive starts, including his last 3 at High A. Here's Dylan Dingler. First pitch home to her. Misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Dingler swinging back in the second inning. As the next pitch in, called a strike on the inside, and the count goes even, and a ball and a strike. I was talking about Dingler and his walk numbers. Interesting they are against Bowie. He walked 6 times in 19 plate appearances against the Bay Sox. You could say 20 now after he struck last inning. Next pitch misses down, and the count goes to 2-1. So 6 times in 20 plate appearances. What does that basically mean? That means a little bit under every three, but more than one out of every four. So, like 22%. That's just a minute. Next pitch misses high, and it's 3-1. So about 22% of the time. Dingler, normally this season, only about 9% of the time. That's how often Bowie pitched around him and not been able to find it. The 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, down and wide. Breaking ball runs the count full. Base is now empty, two away, but 3-2. Took a 2-0 to the frame, but a sac fly and a two-run have put them by. Looks for his fifth punch out. The payoff. Dingler drills it on left field. Graffinino had to read it through the shade, finds it, and almost drops to a knee to make the catch. But he does, and the inning is over, but not Erie takes the lead. Three runs in the frame for the Seawolves, and at the fourth, Bowie trails 3-2. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is a care team providing professional or his lawn care programs for residential and commercial. Our lawn care program all par quality results. Each service is delivered with guaranteed results for even the On the Green also offers pest control services. Mosquitoes and ticks and more safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game, outing at Prince George's Stadium. Entertaining clients to birthday parties to fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks apart. Your group can eat their fill and have a gettable time. Find out more and your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, babes, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our services team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn more with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Fans, cares around the corner at Patient First, urgent from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every Patient First has on-site labs, x-rays, prescription drugs. Patient name fits. We're on to the fourth inning here at UP Park in Erie as the Bay Sox now trail 3-2. Had a 2-0 lead, but a 3-run third for the Erie Seawolves have turned around. It'll be on Hudson Haskin and start a new rally. 5-7 due up with Haskin to open as the from Austin Bergner is grounded to third. Handed in fair territory by Andrexius, but it's off his wrist and falls down. Haskin will reach safely. The way that Lipsy arranged at that one, imagine for a base hit. But they've not put anything. I'm going to say hit. We'll see if that changes. But here's Chris Gibbon as the tying run opens on first base. Yeah, they've still not made a decision yet. Righty on righty, first pitch. And Gibbon lifts it out toward right center field. Oh, Parker Meadows sprinting it from center. Loses the hat, but has the ball. And there's one away. Meadows has some really good sprint speed out there. 42 games this season. He's only made two errors. Remember catching a little bit of him. Erie was at Prince George's Stadium in late A, but they just recall Bowie didn't really hit it out to center field much in that game. But the few that they did, Meadows, yeah, he could really cover around. Here's JD Mundy, first inner, called a strike down. First is late. Has slide. But it's nothing to open on JD Mundy, who flew out to left field first time up. They've still not anything up on the scoreboard. It's been put down in high play. Data feed single, so it's a hit for Has. Next pitch called a strike low and away as the count goes to nothing and two. Runner at first, one away here in the top fourth inning as Bowie trails 3-2. 2-2 to Mundy. That one's skidding. Ball and two strikes. I believe I was talking about it a little bit yesterday. Just the fortune of fantastic weather to get to go out and explore some of the natural beauty in this area. As the bounces in and rolls slowly away from Dingler, Hudson Haskin will take the advancement on the wild pitch. So tying into scoring position now as the count ends on JD Mundy at two. side of the infield will still play in if it's up any sort of swinging bunt. But now it does open up opportunity for the shift to be better utilized, as the first baseman, Dane Myers, does not need to hold the runner on base. There's still a decent gap, though, on the right side. The pitch. Mundy was a close one, up and away. This ball runs the count full. First today from Austin Bergner. Opponent just 2 for 15 against him on full. Walked 10 and only struck 9. Runner at second, one away. The payoff to Mundy is driven high in deep field. Navagato ranging back on it, feeling for the wall, but he squares on the warning track. He pulls it down and sends it back into the infield for Hudson Haskin. Even gives any thought to tagging up. Second fly out to left field for J.D. Mundy today. And now Zach Watson will dig in the box. Watson popped out to the third baseman his first time up. Did have a single and a double yesterday. He's got good speed that could really well at this ballpark if he gets to make the proper contact. First pitch home. Watson watches fastball miss away. And 1-0. Again, Bergner's real clunker of a start since the end of April. And that was his start against Bowie. Still finished 5 innings. 4 runs, 3 earned. Here's the 1-0. Watson watches a called strike this time. Foul upper inside corner, and it's 1-1. But now 2 runs across for Bowie, even though 1 unearned. Bowie has been the team to punch multiple runs across Bergner. 22nd. Minutes ago. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. High foul. Watson behind a ball and 2 strikes now. He's got a much, much better average with runners in scoring position this, but his OPS is only slightly better. 262 average this year. Picks out a ton. 1-2 pitch. Checks to what strike 3 anyway. Inside edge. Watson doesn't believe it. In the box for a minute, but slowly back to the dugout. Does rest the chin on his shoulder for a brief moment as he departs. Leadoff single by Hudson Haskin. Left straight at second. And as we go to the bottom of the PMC Park, Bowie trails 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, out devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people printers. Give DCA Imaging a 01-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's a special Bay Sox Live Happy Hour on Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. Along with the usual live music and beer special from 5 to 6:30, it's also Margaret Night out at the ballpark. Get your salt shakers and Hawaiian t-shirt to celebrate cruise culture with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Bud Light. Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium, so get your tickets now at Bay.com.
Shooter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up this with top of the line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter displays include traditional true pyro musicals, current graph plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't die. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-381-361. Visit us online zypyro.com.
The fourth in Erie as the Bay Sox still 3-2. Justin Armbruster out to work, hoping for a scoreless frame after giving up a couple of late struck balls, blowing nothing advantage. First pitch home to Parker Meadows is down and inside a ball. It 1-0. It'll be Meadows, Navagato, Workman, lefty right then switch against the right-hander Brewster here in this fourth inning. Next pitch, up called for strike, middle. Counts it a ball and a strike. Meadows flew right field his first time up. That was in the second. Already forced in his double-A debut so far for Armbruster. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Misses wide. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. And I've got that Bark in the Park day here at UPMC Parks in every Wednesday, kind of Frank Wolf Wednesdays at Prince George's Stadium. The 2-1 pitch. Driven high out toward deep right under it, but it won't get out as it ranges back and finds it. In front of the one, makes the catch, and there's one gone. Has flown out to Watson twice now. And I told this story a lot last season, and I do like to tell a little bit. When we have a pinch point of dogs, especially on the road, So back in 2020, when minor league baseball had their season held, like many players and just about a lot of other people, they, you know, stay afloat, keep my head above water, I got a job. First pitch to Andrew Navagato away, and it's 1-0 to open. I worked at a daycare for a couple of months, just watching over some people's dogs as they by and went to their own jobs. Got different dogs, different breeds. The 1-0. Curveball goes third, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. He got hit by a 1-2 offering. Back and just barely clipped him on the hand. The 1-1 offering here. It floated on a slow bounce toward backhanded by Prieto to first. That was the right call. With how slow the ball was hit, that was the only option for Prieto, and it was still just too tough to make it happen. Very unfortunate, but it's a single for now. He's got hits in back-to-back games. But I do just enjoy looking at the dogs and kind of naming out some of the breeds. I see a Chihuahua just being held up like a small human to watch the game. Great Dane just standing about three rows behind it. The switch hitter, Gage Workman, grounded right to first. Indy sent to second. Ortiz glove sends it back. First arm, Brewster receives, and the inning is over. Perfectly executed. 3-6-1 double as Workman grounds into his second this season. Wingle taken off the books, and we're on to the fifth. Bells 3-2. You're listening to Basics Baseball.
Hey, coffee. Know where you'll find the world's freshest coffee? Right here at Roarms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most fruitful cup of coffee you can buy is at the Farms. So try one. It love it first sip. Because it's freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Roy Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club. First way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. Completely free for kids ages 3 to 12. Futures Club members get access to members-only events, discounts, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to support your kids. So don't miss out on all the kinds of giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. And next, the Bay Sox Futures Club. Now at BaySox.com.
Working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. Let's talk about what we can do to help your life.
Well, I'm always glad to have you along here, Cass, as we continue on to the fifth inning. MC Park in Erie. Met up with you on just a beautiful afternoon in the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. Bowie trails 3-2, top of the fifth, as A.J. Greffin will lead off. 9-1-2 in the Sox lineup, with Austin Bergner continuing on the mound. First pitch, Graffinino watches a fastball up and away, the left-hander, 1-0 to open. Graff struck out looking on pitches back in the third inning to open that frame. He's only two of this season when being the first batter. 1-0 pitch, called a strike. That one in the top half of the zone, and the count goes even. After Graff, it's Adam Hall, then Prieto due up in this half inning. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, swing and a miss, breaking ball down, goes to 1-2. Well, Bergner's approach to Graffinino almost seems really obvious. I can understand why it could be difficult to pick up. Just going polar opposites on this with every pitch he throws, as the 1-2 is one and missed. Outside for straight. If he threw it in, he'd throw it away. If he threw it high, he'd throw it low for the next pitch, vice versa. And it's worked twice. Third strike for Bergner, two of them have been against Graffin. And now it goes back to the top of the lineup with Adam Hall. Trails 3-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. Hingle in the third and scored the Bay Sox. As the first pitch comes in and he flinches at it, curveball misses inside. And the count starts out at 1-0. And Hall scored on probably one of the plays that we'll see this season. The one pitch misses high, a fastball, and the count goes to 2-0. Cesar Prieto laid down a bunt, trying tall. It did that and then plenty more. It was so well placed, pitcher was not going to pick it, that both the catcher and third base equidistant, and neither had a real throw out Prieto. He would get there with a steal. The 2-0 pitch to Hall called a strike away, and it's 2-1. Not only would Prieto get to first in the catcher threw the ball over the baseman, Let both runners to second and third, the 2-1 to Hall, line foul up to the first pen and hits off of the netting in front of the Bay Sox bullpen as the count goes 2. But after the catch the ball into right field, the fielder sent the ball back home just as you normally would do on any play like that, just for insurance, and nobody was covering the home plate. The 2-2 pitch, strike 3 inside, and Hall to it. As soon as it's home, he had picked up his bat and started walking the plate back to the dugout. A well-executed pitcher's pitch by Auger, a changeup just on the inner half of the plate. Fourth punch out for Bergner. Three have been looking, only one swinging. Here's Prieto, first pitch. That one sips in, and the count starts out at 1-0. And Prieto laid down the bunts in the third. I should probably go back and start finding how many bunt singles he has, because I think he's ready. Pulled away is one of the best bunters on the team. Lifts this pitch foul left side. It'll get out of play as the count goes in and a ball and a strike. It's not necessarily his speed that helps him out so much. I guess it's just how he can place the power on the ball and get up the line ever so slowly since he's a left-hander. Next pitch is a fastball that misses high. The count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Bowie trailing 3-2 here for the fifth inning. They led 2-0. Runs in the bottom of the third for Erie. Sacrifice fly and a 2-run home. Notable aspects. Dane Myers. Base is empty. Okay, here in the fifth. The 2-1. Prieto swings and misses. Lost the helmet going around on that chain. As the count runs 2. Bowie looks like they'll be sticking with Justin Armbruster into the next half inning. He faced the minimum fourth. The 2-2 pitch to Prieto is knuckled out toward left for the base hit. That one just floated over all the infielders to fall in. A 2-4 Prieto, and he reps a tying run at first base here in the fifth. And now Joey Ortiz. He's already up to 7 multi-hit games in. 4 two-hit games, 3 three-hit games. Pitch to Ortiz. Line the other way, and it falls for another hit. Gary Carpenter picks it in right field as Prieto goes to second base. Tying run in scoring as Ortiz follows up with a multi-game for his own. And now Maverick Hanley with second. Still 2 away. He's this season now up to 14 multi-games. That's the most by an Sox player, and it's going to lead to a visit from pitching coach Dan Reichabal. The Eastern League plays sometimes. Camaraderie among this league is something all of minor league baseball. You've got great veterans, newbies like golf, and just about all the fun that you have among some unique ballparks in unique areas of the country. Said that a lot yesterday. Erie being just on the shores of Erie, Akron being just our parent club nearby, Canton nestled in downtown Akron, Richmond, and all the history, the Civil War, and the capital of Virginia, Harrisburg, the capital of Pennsylvania. Very much enjoy this. And the teams among it. As Bowie tries to take, at least tie the game. Who knows, maybe even take the lead. Here in the top of the fifth, Handley into the box, first pitch. Called a strike, breaking ball inside. And the count up at nothing and one. Drove in a run with a single in the first inning. And in response to Perez at second, is shaded much, much close back because the hit was straight up the middle. First and second, 2 away. The pitch, Handley flinches on a call strike. Fastball inside. It's nothing in 2. Bergner with 4 strikeouts. Trying for a fifth. To strand a tying run on base. He gets home. Maverick Handley to the box. Look at that. 2 in. Handley watches it. Count goes to a ball and 2 strike. Another thing I like about this park and its fan base. A little bit older, but such good respect for the team and its history. Plenty of jerseys of the branding. Don't get me wrong, I like the branding much better. It's a lot more modern. But the old branding still has a good presence. First and second, two away. The 1-2 to Hanley is fouled off. Hits plate and rolls back to the screen. Again, Bowie trails 3-2 here in the 10th inning. Shadows pushing across field now and about halfway through center field. The deepest parts of center in shade, but all of right field in light. Third base a little in the rest of the infield. The pitcher's mound still basking in the warm glow. The count as Bergner delivers 71st pitch, and it's grounded shortstop, scooped up by Workman and underhanded the short way to second. Ortiz is retired on the sixth base, and the inning is over. Bowie trails 3-2 as we're home here at UPMC Park. For this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your red capes ready and your orange suits too, because it's superhero day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 5th. You can meet your favorite costumed hero and the first 750 fans ages 13 will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez super bobblehead for their own. Not only that, Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police by EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball, and the Bay Sox will wear custom heroes tees auctioned off post-game to benefit Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at baysox.com.
Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Best value to see the best games at Prince Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat for day one and enjoy an exclusive member benefits. Get flexible exchange options, discounts, suite rentals, special access to the Diamond Run, and a free members collectible at first home game of the year. Get your by calling 301-4865. We're heading online to baysox.com.
Baseball specialists, base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work costs and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect our agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployersCEIWC.com.
Back end of the fifth at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay trail 3-2. Justin Armbruster prepares to his fifth inning of work. Bowie does hander tossing the bullpen, Mr. Shelkins. Wenzel Perez off. First pitch home to the sweeper, misses down, and it's 1-0 open. Perez single tailed in the third inning on a full count. Made it to third base but was left stranded. Actually, no, he came around. He scored on the sacrifice fly. He grounds this one to second here, and it's off the back, Cesar Prieto. Comes to a stop in the baseline as it'll go down for a hit. I can see that going either way, but that's official scores this one, of course. And Prieto did count that one high. I really expected him to be ducked down a little bit more. Perez, not a big hustler up the line. And it's time that he's led off an inning with a single. That in the third. Came home on the sacrifice fly by Quincy Naporte. Here's Andres, first pitch, called a strike. Fastball upper inside. And the count starts out at nothing and one. Lipsy is a 2-for-2 day. Next pitch, same pitch, called a strike. Upper drew a flinch out of Lipsius, but the breaking ball went for a strike. If it's working for you, wide away from it. But now on an 0-1, maybe try and pitch him down and away. That looks like what Maverick Handley is set up for. That's what they tried for, but fouled it off. Lipsy has just got a piece. It goes back to the screen. So the count stays at nothing and two. Rez has a lead off of first. He's not attempted to pull on base this season. But they pick off at first anyway. At 8. That one was actually pretty close. Mund just at the right moment to ball and apply the tag. And it was on the nose from Armbruster, but still late. The pitch, fouled off right side. That one hit the newly installed party deck here at the park. Now, if I'm recalling correctly, because some of the renovations that this park underwent at the end of 2019 into 2020, I don't think that hole in the right field corner existed. They added it and turned it into the party deck, the patio seating. As the 0-2 is in the dirt. Hanley throws this, and it's way in time. They got him. Perez thrown out on his first stolen base attempt of the season. Hanley nabs his eighth runner, and there's one out in the inning. Caught stealing goes 2-4. As the count goes, ball and two strikes on Andre Lipsius. Oh, the umpire says it's 2-2. There must have been an auto ball. Here's the next. Hounded over to shortstop. Ortiz picks it at the chest. Takes a hop step. Regina fire to first. And there's two away. Must have been an auto ball mixed in there somewhere. The play-by-play feed. The readout. Doesn't have a center. But the umpire just said two balls, Deeks. Doesn't matter, obviously. Count it out, but it's very interesting. Last week, about that video that Binghamton manager Reed Brignac was above. Carpenter, first pitch, popped foul behind home plate. It's nothing and one. It wasn't a video card, and it was just a video breaking down happened during Brignac's career, where just at points during baseball games, sometimes people lose track of the count. And a lot of times, the umpires might actually forget what the count is. As the 0-1 comes in, and it misses up and away, giving it a ball and a strike. It's 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Base is empty now after the leadoff single to Rez. Carpenter, a one-fade, doubled to right field in the first. Got to third and was left struck out swinging his last time up. One. Popped up, foul. Third base side out of play. Count to one and two. Watching that video was very humorous, and it reminded her where I definitely think Les, of course, got the count wrong. So was a discrepancy. The Carpenter. Swing and just a piece, hits off of the catch and rolls foul up the first line. Perkins is still in the bullpen. Armbruster is up to 80 pitches, which is the most he's all season. How do you like that? Trying it with a strikeout. The 1-2 pitch popped up foul again, still side and out of play. As the counts. Bowie has had too many pitchers go this deep in games. A very mild-mannered, relatively conservative when it comes to prone. Drew Rahm had a single game at 88. The 1-2 to Carpenter. Breaking ball misses high. I think that one rolled off Italy from Armbruster as the kit two. So depending on this plate appearance goes, Armbruster first pitcher to reach 90 for the Bay Sox. The 2-2 pitch. This one popped up again, out to shallow center, Hass running down, and it's the shop. Joey Ortiz backing out to catch. The inning is over. Hunter faces the minimum, leadoff stealing, and we're on to the sixth. Boone still trails 3-2, however, but we're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Is proud of the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their petrol services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. General pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest controls, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-300 or visit us on at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without folks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have covered this season with 60 different shows to choose from. So get your now at BaySox.com. Come on out to celebrate Independence Day with us on July 2nd and July 3rd. The Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town. To see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be sky with top-of-the-line fireworks show following Bay Sox games all season. We'll give you the best bang for your Sky Shooter Displays, include additional shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much more. Night Sky is truly limitless, so give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-281-36. Visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
At UPMC Park as the Seawolves still 3-2. Matt Sabat is with you on what's been a very lovely night, just not for the offense so far. Two runs for Bowie and only one of them earned thanks to the errors on a bunt single in the third. Hudson Askin will lead off the sixth as the first pitch home misses down. It's 1-0 to open. Austin Bergner continues on the mound for Erie. He's only at 71 to five innings of two-run ball. The one Askin swings through hard changeup and the count goes even at right. Haskins 1-for-2 on the day, but has not gotten it out of the field. Had a single to third base. His last one is out of the infield. Lined over to left. Over the shortstop's outreached. See, that's the thing I love about football sometimes is that whenever I point random stuff out, like, I am instantly proven wrong. Instantly. I remember back in Reading a couple of weeks back when Rico Garcia was a very brief stint for the league-tenured right-hander. And he had faced three batters and struck out them and had one of them 2-2 count. Chris Given digs in the first pitch, misses in, ball, it's 1-0. And I mentioned really quickly, I think, that he hadn't actually drawn a foul in all swinging strikes or all called strikes. And the very next pitch after I said that was a foul ball. Coincidence. They're always quite fun. The 1-0 pitch to Given is called a strike, and so evens it a ball and a strike. Given today lined out to shortstop in the second inning, flew out to center field his last time. Don't believe anyone in the Erie bullpen, but again, it's obstructed view here from our broadcast position to that left field corner. The 1-1, a flip pitch low, and the count goes to strike on Given. He has had the tying run on base in each of the last three innings now. And in each of the last two, I should say, in the two previous innings before this, they put that runner to scoring position. Gives the next pitch up, left side, up from the infield. It's the third baseus. And amongst the shade, he makes the catch. One away. Now J.D. Mundy do well. Mundy has identical flyouts to left field today. He struck pretty well. I just couldn't get it out to the corner. And as Haskin takes a lead off of first base. He's attempted three this season. Dingler in the first pitch. Nicks that corner for a called strike. It's nothing in one to open. Bowie has not had too many stolen bases in this series. Well, they do have 43 on the season. That is on the lower half of the Eastern League. Dylan Dingler is a very competent catcher. Good reason. Taken in the second round of the 20. Next pitch misses down as the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, Dingler, actually, we can talk about it when he comes to bat, staff inning. He went to Ohio State University, and they were in the news today. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, he called a strike on the outer edge to Mundy. Count to a ball and two strikes now. Now Dingler this season has got 15 of 40 potential base stealers. Cody's the only other near catcher in the league that has done just as much, has been much better. The 1-2, swing and miss. Breaking ball down and inside. And Mundy down on strikes. Fifth punch out for Ogner today. And after the leadoff single, it's now two outs. Here's Zen. Righty Austin is 0 for 2 on the day. The first pitch comes in, and it's pieced foul. Kane as the count starts out, and nothing in one. Very calm day as the sun has just a little bit more in the sky. More of the infield covered in shade, but so much all of right field and the right side of the field getting some sunlight. And to Watson. Fouled off again. Stye more forcefully to the right side. Count goes to nothing and two. You've got some shadows really behind the pitcher's mound. Creeping up the back end of the pitcher's mound ever so slowly. And you've got a shadow just basically by third base. But second base is all in shade. And then the entire right side is still in the entire batting area in sunlight as well. Here's the 0-2 to Watson. In there for strike three. That was a very late ring-up on the upside corner, and Watson is just on his way back to the dugout. Frustrated at that one, but he set his piece and hit the dugout safely. Lead-off single left stranded at first as we go bottom of the sixth, more precisely, here at UPMC Park. Bowie trails 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning and ending on a career in the pipe fitting, piping, or HVAC service industry? Interested in a career path that will set your life without experiencing any college? If you are interested in these things, live in the D.C. area, the Steamfers UA Local 602 Apprentice Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bucks is the best time at the ballpark. Your friends and family out to celebrate and be a show. Dance on the dugout with lames in the stadium, introduce a band, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox Birds, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Make yours by calling 301-464-480 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get ripple coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to royal farms. but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms Swiss-made coffee machines grind the rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at UPMC in Erie as the Bay Sox still trail just two. Bowie will make a pitching change for the first time today, first team to do so as Justin Armbruster concludes his debut. While he is in line for the loss, it was still a very respectable outing. Tell you about it in a second as Shelton Perkins fires the first pitch to Naporti and the right-hander watches fall down and inside to open it up. Naporti 0-for-1, a sac fly and an RBI is the next strike. Changeup hits the inner edge. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. But Armbruster finishes with things in his debut. 7 hits and 3 runs. Naporti fouls off the next pitch right, and it's 1-2. Brewster struck out 4 batters, didn't walk any. But he did give up a home run. At the moment, it's the game's winning RBI. A 2-run home run by Dane Myers in third. The 1-2. Here's a lofted liner out toward left field. Haskin ranging on it. It's the fielder to make the catch. And there's one here to start the bottom of the sixth. Let's tell you about Perkins, 5'10", 218-pound right-hander, 16th-round draft selection in 2019 from James Madison. He spent all season with Bowie, he's seen appearances. He's now tied with Tyler Birch for most this season from a pitcher. So he fires the first pitch home to Dane Myers, who squares, but he only got a piece in his catcher. You don't see that one too often. Nothing at one to start. He tried to run it up the line, and I guess just was too high on a breaking ball. So nothing in one to start on Mott, who had the 2-run home run in the third inning. He struck out swinging back in the first. 0-1 pitch. Pull off right side, already nothing in two. Perkins has gone 0-3 this season. But he's got a 4.19 ERA that has steadily improving for the Bucks. 19 in the third innings of work, 19 strikeouts. He has given up blocks. That's been his key issue, because he without any home runs. Here's the 0-2. Grounded foul, third base side, as the count remains. His slider was written point last time out. It did give up back in the 8th to Binghamton. He was the losing pitcher in the first of Boone's back-to-back blown leads. Next bit, Myers is fouled off back to the screen. As the count stays and nothing. Perkins in the 8th inning after Clayton McGinnis had blown the lead outright, allowed the game to be tied. 0-2 to Myers is drilled deep left center field, and he's another. Here's his second home run of the day. Looked about just as cool as the first. A run for Erie as they lead to 2. Tenth home run of the season for Myers. Third RBI of the day. He's up to 28. As I was talking about how Shelton Perkins has not been plagued by the home run this season. He gives up his first all as Dylan Dingler steps in. First pitch was called a strike in the lower outside corner. Opens up at nothing and one. 0-2 day for Dingler. Next pitch is nicked foul. Hits all eight and back to the catcher to run the count nothing and two. As Perkins looks for the punch out, the 0-2 pitch. That one rolls and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes here. Bases empty, one away in the box as Bowie trails 4-2. Next home is driven up the line, base side, but it will slice foul play. Count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Now this is where Bowie is rushes with how their pitchers handle things. Pitch, fouled off again right as Ding checks the plate on a curveball in. That we've seen plenty of time batters, or Bowie pitchers rather, working ahead in counts, getting quick 2 counts, and then seeing the appearance drag on as the 1-2 down and in to run the count 2. Either put down pitch just isn't there, or it's just not placed properly, whatever ace. Here's the 2-2 to Dingler. A fishing or breaking ball down. On appeal, he didn't go, and the count runs full. Because obviously Myers was behind 0-2. When Perkins served him up a ball to hit. Dylan Dingler started 0-2, and now the count is run full. Here's the bounced foul. Face side. Dingler sticks around. Season, he's only hitting 0-8 on full counts. Strikes out more often than he walks. But he draws a walk. A little bit over a climb. Perkins looks for his first punch. The 3-2 pitch. In strike three. Got a change upside edge. Second out of the inning. Shelton's first K. Fifth overall for Bowie pitching this evening. Two away is Parker Meadows Dixon. Meadows 0 for 2. A pick flyouts to right field. Pitch. Misses down and away. Down starts out at 1-0. Next offering. Breaking ball misses down and inside this time. Works ahead now two. So I was talking about Perkins' labyrinth. As the 2-0 comes in, and it's bounced to the third. Playing in was Chris Givitt. He gets it in the baseline, sends it over to first base. First time pin on the scorecard today. Three put out ends the inning, but not before Erie adds some insurance. Harris picks up his second home run of the game. A slow blast makes it 4-2. On to seventh in Erie. Bay Sox trail into Bay Sox baseball.
The best deals at Prince George's State. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesday, Military Appreciation Night. Box seat at the ticket office with approvals, and you'll only pay half price. Bring your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. The best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 light drafts with other beer specials and live music to get your started. It's always a great time at the park, so get your tickets now at Docs.com.
From sprains to stitches, throats to stomach aches, and pulls to poison ivy, care is the corner at Patient First. See a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 every day of the year. X-rays, labs, and prescription drugs are on site. Major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
You've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday the 16th for Star Wars at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of horse characters out of the ballpark, take part of exhibits and lightsaber battles. You can bid on specialty game jerseys by the Bay Sox players at game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it's your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Day at the ballpark by heading to BaySox.com. We're on to the seventh inning here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Hawks now trail 4-2. Gotten base runners aboard in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. They've actually got runners in all every inning except the second, but they've still only been able to bring across two runs on eight hits. T-Wolves make a pitching change. Kyle Zurak takes over. Under fires the first pitch home to AJ Graffino, and it misses down and away. Zurak making his first appearance against the base this season. Only his third appearance with the Seawolves overall as Austin Bergner departs after a quality Stokes pitch to Graffinino is called a strike. Six and Bergner, he did allow the eight hits as mentioned, but two runs, only one of which was earned. Six did not walk anyone, didn't give up any home runs. 1-1 pitch to Graffinino, called a strike in the side corner as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Kyle Zura, 208-pound, 27-year-old, grew up not too far from Hilo. It's only about 90 minutes away. As the 1-2 pitch comes in, though, hacks at a high fastball, foul off left side. Count stays on two strikes. Zurak then has made two appearances. Doesn't have a record, doesn't have any runs. He's only pitched two innings. Getting one out, has only walked one bat. So just a lot of contact for this guy. Here's the 1-2. Finino makes contact and pops it for home plate. Dingler sheds the mask, but he'll give up the chase after just a couple of steps as it gets over the net leg. Zurak was signed by the Tigers only a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. A minor league agent picked up on the 11th. He had a 2-1 and a 2.95 ERA, 13 relief appearances for Somerset. Next pitch, Graffinino fouls it off right side. That count stays at a ball and two strikes. Very Yankees would decide to release him. Decent numbers at, not sure. Bloated when it comes to general talent in leagues, but Zurak was originally drafted by them in the 8th round 17 draft out of Radford. I believe that's where J.D. Mundy went. Here's the 1-2. Foligno watches down and away, and the count goes into 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Graffinino, he struck out twice, once looking, once swinging. It was a slow climb up the minors for Zurak. It's interesting to me that they would release him after such good number. Double A, the 2-2 rolls in, and it runs full on Graffinino. First count he's seen today. Yeah, because he started in the rookie leagues. It's all of 2017 in rookie ball. All of 20 was spent in single A. Same with 2019. Here's the 3-2. Grounded foul for right as the count remains. So Zurak, in 2021, only made one appearance, rehab appearance, in the complex league because he had torn his UCL. The 3-2. Camino bounces it to first. Backhanded by Dane Myers. He has the underhand of the pitcher. Foot race is won by Zurak. 3-1 put out. Now it's back to the top of the lineup for Adam Hall. So torn his UCL. And what that normal requires is Tommy John surgery. But Zurak didn't that route. He instead owned UCL repair. Tommy John surgery is, by nature, a straight-up UCL replacement donor, or usually from a separate ligament extracted from your body. As the first pitch to Adam Hall on and inside, it's 1-0. Bowie trails 2 here in the top of the 7th. Hall a 1-for-3 day, single and a run scored in the 3rd. Next pitch, Hall swings and misses ball in, it's 1-1. So yeah, it's quite interesting that Zurak went a different route to have his UCL repaired through an internal brace, tape-like structure, to anchor his bones there and allow the ligament to repair itself. Next pitch to Hall is swung on and it's low as the count goes to 1-2. And as far as we can tell, it worked. He's pitching well. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Hall. Misses just wide. A fastball runs the count evil. I find it very interesting. When Bowie makes the trip to Somerset in about 2 weeks, I'll have to see what I can find. There's nothing about the look that you should release this guy. The 2-2 pitch to Adam Hall is swung on. First strikeout for Zurak in the 8th overall for Erie pitching. Cesar Prieto, who's 2-for-3 on the day. They'll put the shot on for him. Righty on lefty. As Zurak sets it. Takes a step to tighten his footing as the first is grounded slowly to second. Perez underhands it to first. And is there. 4-3 put out, and it's a perfect 7th for Kyle's out of the pen. We stretch. PMC Park, Bowie Trails 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memory from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autograph bats, all at great prices. Locate the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.TackleBox is the only place to get Bay Sox gear for you and your fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
The Green Incorporated is your lawn care, providing professional organic-based lawn trim for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom-tailored, guaranteed results for even the tough ones. On the Green also offers out pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and efficiently control insects and enjoy the outdoors summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, clean hitters. Together, they help their teams out from the rest. Specialists also at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, physicalist, and more. All to get your employee work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the 7th here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox still trail 4-2. Matt Savadas with you with 9-1 in the Seawolves lineup. Duke Navigato will open it. Fall Berkman in the back to the top of the lineup with Wenzel Perez. First pitch from Shelton Perkins inside, and it's 1-0. Hey fans, forget about Grateful Dead Night coming to Prince George in a couple of weeks. It's going to be Friday's 26th. Next pitch, Avogadro misses away, and it's 2-0. Not only will the entire ballpark be paying tribute to the Grateful Dead with music videos, there's also a ticket and t-shirt package with a Bay Sox logo, Grateful Dead-style t-shirt. 2-0 misses down, and it's 3-0. And then, of course, it being Saturday for a short homestand, you're going to get fireworks. The 3-pitch is called a strike to Navigato. Bottom edge, it's 3-1. Friday, August 26th, the Grateful Dead night at Prince George's Stadium. Fireworks and a special package with a t-shirt. Here's a pop third. Chris Given ranges to the catch. And there's Weir to start the bottom of the seventh. Agui trails now. It's 4-2. Home runs and key in this game. Really, it's just been Dane Myers that's been the game's MVP at the moment. Three runs driven in on a pair of blasts. Gage Workman digs in. Perkins sends home the switch hitter, and it misses down. Count starts out at 1-0. Well, I said this a little bit. Bowie was in Harrisburg, so 2 weeks ago at this point, because it's relatively similar in their ballpark to snow. It was fouled off left side. Count was even at one. Because in Harrisburg, location is not traditional. It's not like Prince George's Stadium, where it's directly behind home plate. At your relatively up the baseline. Here at Erie, you're just a little off-center at an angle, mostly behind home plate, but off-center, as the 1-1 pitch misses down and away, and it runs 2-1. And what I noticed in Harrisburg, I notice here, too, to the angle, the framing, Bowie's catchers. Next pitch to now Workman misses away, and the count goes to 1-1. There's not as much fluidity to it from Maverick Hand. Some that we've seen is the 3-1 misses walk 4. And that's the first walk all game. Either as Work draws the free pass. But again, Perkins has been his dangerous beat. It's now the walk he's given up against just 20 strikes. Here's Wenzel Perez. Leadoff batter misses down at 0 to open. Well, I definitely say the most behind the plate in terms of framing. Francisco Alvarez of Binghamton last week, he really had just motion to try and make it happen. But Hanley has a really set to it. He's got a good snap. Next pitch called a strip half, and the count goes even at 1. And again, just because we're at a light angle here at this ballpark, see that a little bit better. There's no obstruction fire in from Hanley's own body to see it. The 1-1. Just miss up and away. Goes to 2 balls and a strike on Perez. Perez, multi-hit games in this series. The 2 triples today. A pair of singles today. Scored in the 3rd inning. Got killing 2nd base in the 5th. That's a called striking ball. Nabs the lower outside corner. And it's 2-2. I'm honestly surprised Gage Workman had thought about stealing a base here. Got the long legs. Has a 21 steals and has picked up 6 swipes. They throw to first, but no tag is applied. Wait on the 2-2 pitch to Perez. And with switch hitter batting left, that of course obstructs the view of Hendley. 2-pitch in, and it's swung on and missed for 3. Back pick to first, and they got it! Strike him out, Moff, double play, and the inning is over! Workman really should have thought about 2nd base. Maverick Hendley way, and we're on to the 8th. Bowie still trails 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Pitching Systems, we provide a tenured as technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document output devices, scanning workflow, to document security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give imaging a call, 301-771-0021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, ophthalmology made easy.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 6 provide the highest level of HVAC mechanical and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies, please visit steamfitters-6.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George and with weekly promotions all season. It's your military appreciation night. Box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring a friend on Wolf Wednesday and it's happy hour around every Thursday 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get started. It's always a great time at the park, so get your tickets now at Sox.com.
Hey, fans. fans, Best Now is a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, and they provide control services for Prince George's Stadium. So you know they're reliable. For residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now, 301-233-300, or visit the line at pestnow.com. Eighth inning here at UPMC in Erie as the Bay Sox still trail 4-2. New pitcher steps to the mound, Erie, to face off against Joey Ortiz, Trevor Canley, Hudson Haskin. First pitch is down and in to Ortiz in the open. Brendan White takes over, right-hander, replaced Zorak, who tossed a perfect inning of relief. Three up, three down, two ground outs, and a strikeout. The one, Ortiz flinches on one. He got his elbow up and inside. It goes to 2-0. But now it's White, a 5'11", 185-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Mahopic, New York. Sixth-round draft selection in 2019. Ortiz fouls one off of home plate and rolls to the left side. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. On the season for Erie, White has made 20 appearances. Most in relief for the Seawolves, a 2-3 record and a 2.17 ERA, right to keep using him. The 2-1 pitch, Ortiz watches a breaking ball mid-side as the count goes to 3 balls and a strike now. 29 minutes of work for White. He struck out 30 setters and walked only 8, allowed 2 home, 3-1. Called strike, the inner half, and the count runs full. Converted 5 saves, but he's blown 2 of them. The 3-2, Ortiz bounces it slow. Second, a tough play for Perez. He tries to hit it with the glove, and he gets it. A scoop throw from the baseline, and with a nifty play to set down Ortiz. A 4th out, and now Maverick. That's 7 in a row, the Bay Sox on down, since Hudson Haskin led the inning with a single. First pitch, watches down and away, and the count at 1-0. Hanley drove game's first run back in the first inning. After Joey Ortiz lifted a 2-triple to left center field, Hanley singled up the gut. As the 1-0 pitch is called for a strike in the wide corner, the count runs even. Hudson Haskin on deck. White sends home the 1-1, and it's line away, but just kicks up some dirt foul on the right side. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Hanley on the season, good spray candidate. Saw in the batting cage today, there was emphasis being put on hitting at the other. Andrew Dashbach had a really good run in the cage. I think he hit like 7 consecutive balls as Hanley fouls off a pitch here right side. But he's got a very good spray percentage. Hit the other way about 40% of the time. A ball and 2 strikes here with bases empty and 1 out. As the next pitch, and again fouled off, that one exits the as the count holds. Shadows have now stretched across the entire pitcher's mound. They envelop the entire outfield, and the part of the park still in sunlight is a thin strip of the batting box. Next pitch, swung on and missed for 3. Breaking ball down as White picks up his strikeout of the day. 8 overall for Erie pitching. It's in Haskin with bases empty and 2 outs in the 8th. It's just a small strip of gun in front of the pitcher's mound and directly behind the batting area. That's it. Everything else in shade. Pitch. Hudson Haskin watches a called strike ball inside. Count opens up in 1. It's a 2-for-3 for Hudson. He had an infield single and a regular single. Fouls this next pitch off over the right side to run the count to nothing and 2. White looks for the perfect frame. Strikeouts as the 0-2 comes in, but it misses in. Looked like nearly could have clipped in on the brim of his helmet there. The count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Hudson single was the last base runner for Bowie. The 1-2 on its way. Bounced slowly to first. That one an inside out in the hands. Dane Myers, slow grounder, and takes it to the bag himself, running to the dugout. As the inning over, we move to the bottom of the 8th. Bowie still 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Pain First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every of the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are except for routine illnesses and Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie's, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from inning clients to birthday parties and even opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at Unbeatable with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. The group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule group outing by calling 301-64-4880 going to BaySox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide control services. For all your residential pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest services, call Pest Now. You can 301-231-300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
At the bottom of the eighth inning here at UPMC in Erie as the Bay Sox still trail. New pitcher taking over on the mound for the Bay Sox. Jake Zina, left-hander, made double-A debut at this point as Bowie trails. He might only need to be called on for one. Andre Lipsius steps in. First pitch is fouled off right. And the count opens up and nothing in one. It's Lipsius, Carey Carpenter, and Cordy here in this as the next pitch from Prezina comes. And it's inside a breaking ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. So the line Sheldon Perkins has done, it was okay. Two innings. He allowed just one hit, but one run it was earned. Next offering, down and inside. Perkins struck out two, walked just one. The one run was a solo home Myers. Two balls and a Lipsius here, who's 2-for-3 on the deck. Pair of singles and a run scored. They play it defensively, the 2-1. Ground third base side, and the count goes even at 2. So Jake Zina, let's get you a little bit about him and his view. 6-foot, 190-pounder. Draft selection in 2019 from Seattle University. He fires the 2-2. A curveball fouled off. Lipsius just got a top piece of it. The ball heads back to the remains. Prezina opened the season with high A Aberdeen. He had appeared in games all in relief. 1-1 with a 4-8 A. Here's 2-2 to Lipsius. Swinging a floor out toward left center field. Tough skin, and he can't get there. And that's a Texas League single. Lipsius, his third hit of the day. Really just bumped up his average a hard since the start of this series. Because Lipsius is now, my goodness, 6-for-8 in the 2 games this week. He went 3-for-4 today with a 3-run home run and a sacrifice fly. And he's 3-for-5 as Carey Carpenter steps in. First pitch home. Carpenter watches break miss. Down and away just to count out at 1-0. It's a 1-for-8 for Carpenter. A double to right field extending. He advanced to third. Left there. Struck out swinging. Popped out to the shortstop. His last time. Runner at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. Breaking ball. Pieced foul. Hits to the catcher as the count runs E1. Has allowed runs in each of his last 3 outings, but he's gone at least long enough in all of them. He actually picked up the win in one of them. But over his last 3 outings, he's tossed exactly 6 innings and allowed 4 runs. He's walked 4, struck out 7. On the season, he struck out 29 in 28 innings and walked only 9. Only one home run on his. Here's the 1-1. Carpenter flinches at a curveball that's down and away, and the count goes to 2 balls. Leadoff batter at first base right now. Carey Carpenter in. It's Prezina. He's taking his time to four. He comes set. Step half step. Now a second. Drops to the and fires the next pitch, and it's grounded right to Smay. Double play. Prieto goes towards. It's back to Mundy for 2. Fourth double play that Carey Carpenter hit into this season. As the lead is eliminated on a 4-6-3. And now with the bases empty, Quincy Cordy is up to bat. That's the advantage of the shift there, no matter who you are. Naporti for 2 day does have a sacrifice fly. First pitch home to the right-hander. Strike inside, and it won. Naporti to center field his last time up. As the next pitch home, from Prezina. For a called strike again, change up, lower corner. And it's already nothing in 2. Well, that small strip of has shrunk. Little alliteration for you. Now it's just a tiny river in front of the batting and in front of the mound at the same time. So in that 0.50-foot span. Two-pitch misses down and away, and they go ball and two strikes. Rest of the field in what remains of the shade. The 1-2 pitch to Naporti. Down and count runs even at two. Well, the pace that this game is going, very well ticketed to finish with full sunlight left. As Boo with three outs to try and put on two runs. It'll be Chris Given, J.D. Mundy, and Watson to bat in the ninth. 2-2 pitch. Rounded over to first and under the diving glove of Mundy. A delayed reaction, and he actually went over the ball. So a single 40. He now has hits in back-to-back games. And the inning extends for Dickers. Two home run day for Myers. You could add on maybe some more, depending on how this plate appearance goes. First ball, Myers watches curveball strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Now the Bay Sox have allowed two run games this season before. Frankie Tostado had one for Richmond. And Ezekiel Tovar had one for Hartford. And Myers, three home run game here. Outfield as Haskin runs back. He's at and he finds it. Makes the catch up against the warning track. Inning is over. Myers misses. Single left at first, and as we go to the Bowie needs two to tie, three to lead. We're back after this. Your Ducks baseball.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 2nd, with the largest fireworks shows of all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day and celebration. On Saturday, it's the Game Spectacular, sponsored by... And on Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season. By Johns Hopkins Community Physicians. Straight days of post-game fireworks at Prince Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
They're in July where the baseball world revolves in upstate New York. Baseball Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is a gettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 20th through 25th for the induction of Bowler, Gil Hodges, Jihad, Minnie Minoso, Tony Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployersEIWC.com.
As Bowie is down to their final three out this evening. The Bay Sox trail two at UPMC Park in Pennsylvania. With a new pitcher going to try and log a save for the Seawolves, Jack Houston, right-hander, will face off against 6, 7, and 8 Bay Sox lineup. Not as with you as Chris Given will open it. Brendan White finishes his leaf outing with a hold, a perfect inning for the right-hander. First pitch home to Given is called on the outside edge. It's nothing in one. Well, this game has gone so quickly that here in the ninth, they have just now finally turned on the lights. You can tell that slight hum that filled the ears of the crowd. Next pitch to Given misses inside, and the count goes even at a ball. And 0 for 3 day for Chris Given. He's line flown out and popped out. Houston finally sends in the 1-1, and it may. Count goes balls and a strike. So day is done, of course. A perfect inning with a pair of groundouts and a strike. Next pitch from Finn misses inside. We've gotten Given on the belly. Runs the count to two balls or make that a three-ball strike. Tell you a little bit about Houston. 6'5", 204, 27-year-old right-hander from Poplarville, Mississippi. 11th round draft selection back in 2016. Fires a notch inside. Change-up is ball. So a leadoff base runner for Bowie after nine consecutive outs. Hudson Haskins lead off the six, and then Bowie went down in order through the lineup. But now Gifford, and tying run to the Mundy. Zach Houston has gone 0-2, but has a 1-6 ERA in 19 appearances. He had three saves and three opportunities. Has one. First pitch to Mundy misses away as the count starts out at 1-0. JD is 0-3 on the day, a pair of to left field, and a strikeout swinging in sixth. Houston has 22 innings, allowed 13 hits, and runs four earned. He's 14 batters, but he struck out 41. Here's the 1-0. Mundy watches a called strike wide. The count evens at a ball and a strike. A post hitting Houston for only 169 this season. That's one of the best among this bullpen for Erie. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball as the count goes to a ball and two strike. After Mundy, it'll be Zach Watson. As Boo, hoping to send this game into a half inning, does have a right hand throwing in the bullpen. 2 to Mundy. Swing and a miss. He likes. Fastball up and inside. And that's the first out of the ninth inning. Ninth strikeout for Erie pitching today. Jensen Elliott is warming in the bullpen for. He'd come on if the Bay Sox can maybe take a lead and force a bottom of the ninth. Zach Watson into the box and 0-8. First pitch home. Watson watches a called strike on the edge. It's nothing in one. Bowie's eight hits today, and they've all isolated among the top five batting up. Adam Hall has one. Cesar Prieto, Joey Ortiz, and Haskin all have two, and he has one. But six through nine are all hitless, the 0-1s. Breaking ball away and count to nothing new. Nine hitless, and that's where this inning starts. Even drawing the walk is the number six, Mundy striking out, and now Watson behind 0-2. The shift on for the right-hander to try and through is the 0-2 pitch. Just inside. Counts to a ball and two strikes. Long wait for Houston. It's just been off as the next pitch comes in. And deep left center field. Now coming back toward the corner of the wall. And it is gone. Game tying two-run home for Zach Watson. Third of the season. And it's four here in the top of the ninth. Just a short part of the wall in left field where the line cuts down. Over 356 feet away from home plate. The second ninth inning getting home run for Bowie in less than a week. A defense just about as good as could ask for lately. Jay Graffinino will step in. The first pitch home misses up for a ball, and the count starts out at 0-3 day for Graffinino. Two strikeouts and a first. Here's the 1-0. This is up and away. And it's going to lead to a battery visit. Dylan Chad as the count goes to 2-0. Around the Eastern League, still behind us, Bowie and Erie got started at 6-5 today. Erie did make the decision to start a lot of their games at 6-0. So they're usually one of the first teams done when they're playing at home. It's looking like it could be the case today. As Reading holds a slim 4-3 lead over Binghamton. Akron leading Harris 6-0 at the moment. Suffer Hartford 3-1 and Altoona Hampshire. Nodded it too. Portland Richmond were postponed. Wait on the 2-0 to Graffinino. Here it comes. And it's called a strike in the upper right corner. 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Misses down. And the count goes to 3-1. For Zach Houston. That's the first home run he's allowed season with the Seawolves. All times to do it. About Zach Watson. Zach on Zach crime over here. Here's the 3-1 to go. Inside ball four. Head run is on base as his second batter. Now back to the top of the Adam Hall. With only one out, just as I was talking about those time in the Bay Sox lineup, have could. What's now a Lions of the Bay Sox hits. It's not all the hits anymore, thanks to Zach Watson, but still a majority of them, 8 of the 9. But here comes Dan Reichabal, pitching coach, to chat. Again, obstructed view over here in the spot, so it's difficult to get a look to ear pen. But I can tell by hair that right here, Yaya Shentouf is warming in the mound for the Seawolves, while Bowie has been having Jensen Elliott kindly throw throughout this inning. And they willed that tie into it by getting him up and moving. As Robago is still having this conversation, the allotted time on the pitch clock has gone out. He was just standing there. He should have broken up that meeting at this point, but finally does. And now we'll finally get all in the box. One for 4 day for Hall, a single and a run scored in the third. As Houston takes plenty of after coming set at the chin to fire the first ball. That one nearly got on the waist. He had to just kick his rear. As the count starts out at 1-0. Gravenino had firmly attempted one steal this season with a runner in the box against Dylan Dingler. I rise here. The 1-0 pitch. Hall, strike, fastball hits the outer edge, and the count's at 1. Bowie this season haven't had too many big home that caliber. Joey Ortiz's solo home run in the bottom of the ninth a couple of nights ago is obviously up there. Next pitch to Hall is called a strike side corner, and the count goes to a ball and two. But Bowie this season has only had game tying home runs, 10 thanks to Zach Watson. It was Watson's first. Rose, the 1-2 pitch is called strike 3, low and away. The throw skips into center field. Graffinino heads to third base. That's the Dylan Dingler today. Is the second out of the inning. Ball is rung up looking, but Graffinino picks up his second stolen base of the season, and he represents a go-ahead run 90 feet away here in the top of the ninth. That's the second strikeout for Zaston. 10th overall, Erie pitching. And now Cesar Prieto into the box for day. Houston sets. Third base plays in the grass. First pitch. Prieto watches. And it's 1-0 to start. Prieto can be the surprising bunter, but I really would never see him in this kind of scenario, especially with two outs. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike, breaking ball to the upper outside corner. And it was even at a ball and a strike. Prieto, of course, pulled down that bunt in the thing that led to a run across. As Bowie and Erie are now tied 4. The floated fast side, hits the netting. Goes to a ball and two strikes. Prieto also singled to left field in the fifth. Got to second base on another single, but stranded. He grounded out to second his lineup. They play in deep in the hole on the shifted end. Runner at third, two away. And the 1-2 pitch. No, fouls it off again left side as the count holds. Well, all the base sides rested up against the railing here. First base dugout, seeing what we can do as Houston settles for another. This will be his 27th offering. Another one. Prieto takes it up. And did that get him? A right handle of the bat, I think that bat. Prieto didn't really put up much, I don't want to say theater, but really much of a look that it hit him and not the bat. He just boxed after it ricocheted off of the bat. I think it to miss the bat entirely. Instead, it was a foul, so it's still just a one pitch. Another one home from Hughes is up and away for ball two. Houston's first blown save of the season. And he gets himself in line for a loss if Prieto has a hit here. Runner at third, two away. The 2-2 pitch. Prieto fouls it off back to the screen. Falls to a knee going after the curveball. Throwing down the middle. Second time all season that Houston has allowed more than one run. That's how good he's been, Leaf, for Erie this year. The 2-2 pitch, again, is pieced foul into the catcher. Brieto goes on strikes, but not before the Bayhawks find themselves right in. A game-tying ton home run with one out in the ninth by Zach Watson. We go to the ninth as Bowie hopes for X. Jensen Elliott will take the mound, and we're back after this. Your Sox baseball.
Get the deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesday, Military Appreciation Night. Purchase at the ticket office with a proof of service. Only pay half price. Bring along your friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the beer around every Thursday from 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud with other beer specials throughout the year. Live music to get your night started. Great time at the ballpark, so get tickets now at Baysox.com.
Shooter displays by ZY Tactics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following Basics games all season long. We will get the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, cut graph plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by 570-328-161 or visit us on zypyrotechnics.com.
Most people don't know what a steamer is. More importantly, how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or rated produce. Could you imagine? They're just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-6.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
We bottom of the ninth inning here at UPM in Erie as the Bay Sox once again come from behind to tie it up with a ninth home run. Same as Friday in Hampton, this time on the road, a two-run blast by Zachson with one out in the to bring it on extra half inning that Bowie might have anticipated a few minutes ago. A new pitcher takes over on the mound for Jensen Elliott. First pitch home to Dylan Dingler is fouled off back to the screen. It's nothing and one to open. Jake Prezina is done. His double-A debut was really clean. In inning, two hits, no runs, no strikeouts, but no... Next pitch to Dingler. Misses away a breaking ball, and the count good ball and a strike. It's Parker Meadows and Andrew Navagato up in this half inning for Erie. If any of them reach, Gage work, but if any runs come across, well, that's the game. 1-1 pitch. A half-hit swing and a miss on a slider down and away. Just as soon as he had started, Dingler realized mistake as the count goes to a... Jensen Elliott, 6'6", 31-pound right-hander. Pitch misses down, runs even at 2. 0-for-3 day for Dingler today. 19th round selection, Jensen Elliott, in 2019 from Oklahoma State. Hanging off a couple of tough outings. The 2-2 Dingler pops it foul right side, holds. Overall on the season, he's made 12 appearances and gone 4-1. That's tied for the most wins by a Bay Sox pitcher this season and tied for the 10th most in the Eastern League. He's got a 4-7 ERA, 23 innings of work, just 11 and walked 2. He's allowed runs. The 2-2, Dingler late and poked over toward the left side to play Chris Given, and he cannot barehand it. Goes down as an infield single, and the winning run is aboard to open the bottom of the ninth inning. Elliott was the losing pitcher back on the 19th that Sunday. Came in the sixth inning after Mont had tossed 5 scoreless with 10 strikeouts. Bowie to nothing. And Elliott immediately single, and 3-run home. Bowie lost 4. Pratt was the winning pitcher against Binghamton, 17th. That was not without its own danger. The first pitch to Parker Meadows misses up and away. It's 1-0 to start because it came in the 10th inning of Bowie's miraculous comeback. When the game had been tied at 5 on Joey Ortiz's bottom of the ninth home run, the 1-0 pitch to Meadows, misses wide 2-0, but Elliott had allowed a quartet of singles in succession the 10th inning. This came across the score, but because Bowie miraculous 4-run 10th inning, they still won. The 2-0 wide, and the count goes to Meadows. So it's on Elliott right now. Maybe try for the double play, but Meadows a fly ball hitter. Base once today, flown out to right field twice, and he only ground about half it as often. The 3-0 is for screen. Count goes to 3-1. Boo. if we want to start at it, has suffered six playoff losses this season. The 3-1. Pitcher Elliott spears it, goes to short. Ortiz picks it, sends to Monday. It's late. They get the lead. The double play, not full, but Elliott with a clean toss to second base after Pickley hit grounder. Fielder's choice goes 1-6. It's one away here in the bottom of the ninth. Drew Navigato. Bowie's walk-off finishes had gone in the wrong direction six consecutive times. Remember, Bowie suffered three consecutive walk-off losses on the tail end of that series with Redden. As the first pitch is flinched on, curveball misses, then it's 1-0 to start. Then Bowie lost three golf games in their two road trip, one to Altoona, and then on the last 2 days, Harrisburg series, Saturday and Sunday by identical 2-1 finals. Here's the 1-0. Navigato fouls it off of himself, and the count goes to 2-1. One for two, Navigato. He's not gotten past. He got hit by a pitch in the second, single to short in the fourth. Got taken out on a double play. He's hit into three of them this season. But just like Meadows, he's still a bit more of a fly baller. Ground ball to fly ball ratio of only 0.9. Runner at first, one away, bottom of a 4-4 game. The 1-1 is grounded to skin, could be two. Grieto tosses to Orton. It's back to Mundy for the double. The inning is over, and we're on to the 10th. Lead single, left nowhere. No one second base. But we've got a run starting at second in the 10th inning. It'll Cesar Prieto as win you on. 4-4 in Erie. You're listening to Base Sox Baseball.
Sky Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with the Lions fireworks shows following Base Sox games all season long. We will get the best bang for your buck. Sky Displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom quarry plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 570-323-61 or visit us on zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best Prince George's Stadium with weekly season. Tuesdays are military night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around. Thursday from 5 to 6:30, Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer throughout the year, and live music your night started. It's always a great ballpark, so get your tickets now. BaySox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and to Royal Farms. But let it to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent time. It's what Royal Farms makes the best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
We're on to the 10th inning, UPMC Park in Erie. The Bay Sox, game-tying home run in the top of the to make it a 4-4 affair. And thanks to a clean ninth inning, Elliott, despite a leadoff, he worked a double play. It'll be Yaya Shentu over for the Seawolves as we continue on into this inning. In the 10th, Bowie will have a free runner placed at second, Cesar Prieto. Joey Ortiz will lead off at the plate. Zach Houston is done. Lone save for the right-hander hit the season. He went one inning with one hit and two runs. The two-run blast by Watson accounted for both. First pitch, Joey Ortiz. Fastball misses two. And the count starts out at 1-0. Yaya Shentu, 5'9", 170-pound, 2-year-old right-hander from Ocoee, Florida. 36th-round draft selection in 2018. Resets as the in, and Ortiz watches it inside the ball. It's 2-0. The season for Erie has made 21 misses. He's now tied the most on the team with Brendan White, who actually appeared earlier in this game. He's gone one with a 2.70 ERA in 2 2/3 innings. 34 strikeouts and only 7 walks. The 2-0, Ortiz watches it down, goes to 3-0. Shentouf has allowed 3 home runs. I wonder if he's got any flashes of his home run against Binghamton back on Friday when Watson slugged the 2 back in the ninth inning. You heard him about it in our pregame conversation. He said, I just kind of blacked out. Very interesting. The 3-0. Called a strike in the side corner, 3-1. He was just in. He was enjoying what was happening and hitting high. Bowie trying to make something similar here. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Bowie. 4 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Erie.
2-1 pitch to Ortiz is swung on and bounced slowly to first, backhanded by Dane, underhanded to the pitcher covering. Shentouf advances, or Prieto advances, I should say. Got Shentouf on the brain, such a unique name. 3-1 put out as the third. And now here's Maverick Handley. The entire infield will play in. Handley can get it out of the infield enough. He stopped the middle in the first inning, flew out to right field in the third, hit into a horse at short in the fifth, wouldn't do it, and he struck out safe. Toes field grass here. Pitch. Misses low and just gets a little bit away from Dingler behind the dish, but slowly toward the first base side, and there is no issue. Retrieve it and keep Prieto at third. But it's a very muted of third base right now for Cesar Prieto. You've got the third baseman very close to the right-hander on the mound. Don't forget. Here's Handley. Swings through and to an E. Fastball was down and away. They called that the swing. Goes even at one. Well, Handley's been seeing about as well as anyone on the team right now. One for four today. The 1-1. Broken bat, bouncer over to short, there's a home, picked by the shortstop, thrown home, and got Prieto. Fielder's choice, go two, and there's two away. Bowie's not out of it, jump. There was a similar Friday when the game extended into that to Binghamton. Chris Given went out at home on an identical choice. Zach Watt hit into it. When Bowie still two. And then Bowie runs with two outs to win the game. Runner at first, but two here in the top of the 10th of a 4-4 game as Hudson Haskins steps in and first pitch. Fouled back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. Hudson a 2-for-4 day. He's single twice. Once to third in the and then once to left field in the sixth. Needs an extra base hit here to try the run. As the 0-1 is high. Count goes to a ball. Again, still some sunlight remaining here at the ballpark, but hum of the lights lets you know how much of the load they're carrying. Doing a little bit of the job, but the 1-1 on its way. Short again. A run in for Gage Work, and he has to go to first. Zips it over there, and it's in time. So Bowie gets the free runner to set, but he's thrown out at home. And chances ruined here in the 10th. Hope for a scoreless bottom. Looks to be Jensen Elliott set to continue the mound for the Bay Sox. We will have the winning run place base and Andrew Navagato when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled to poison ivy. Care is a runner at patient first. Walk in, see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray tests and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, patient first is here for you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient first, or the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to every day.
And memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box team store. Jerseys, autographed bats and balls, all increases. Located right of the main gate at Burgess Stadium and online at baysox.com, the Tackle Box is the place to get the best Bay Sox and your favorite fan. It's the Sox at Prince George's Stadium and at bigshop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we tend your team of office technology ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scanning, to document security and storage, we print, not printers. DCA Imaging a call, 301-77-1021. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems is technology made easy.
We move on to the bottom 10th inning here at UPMC Park, Erie, as the Bay Sox Wolves are still tied at four. Bowie could not get the free runner placed at second base home. He was thrown 6-2 on a fielder's choice. Bowie couldn't even get a base hit. They minimum to the plate in the top of the 10th. And here in the bottom of the frame, a pitcher will be placed at second base for Erie. The tall Eric De La Rosa, Gage Workman to start. As Jensen Elliott continues on the mound, home is down and inside for a ball. 1-0. Berkman, Wenzel Perez, and Alipsius. 9-1-2. The Seawolves lineup due here in the 10th. Six walk-off losses this season to work around a runner placed in spring position.
to continue on into an 11th inning. They've played two 11-inning games this year, 1-1 in them. The 1-0, missed inside, and the count goes on a strike. Overall in the season, it's just 2-6 in extra-inning games. The Seawolves are 2-3 in extra-inning games. They've collected four walk-offs this season. Next pitch, called a striking ball inside, and it's 1-2. Workman 0-for-2 on the day, hit into a double play in the fourth inning, blocked, and was caught, or his pick rather, in the seventh inning. And now Elliott has him again, 1-2. The next, swing and a miss for strike three. Pitch eats up some dirt, but the runner off, and Haley applies an easy tag. First strikeout for Elliott, only the seventh overall for Bay Sox pitching today, and it goes back top of the lineup for Wenzel Perez. Erie's last walk-off win was a solo home run by Andrew Navagato in the ninth inning against Harrisburg this month. First pitch home to the Perez, misses away, and it's 1-0 to start. A 2-for-4 day for Perez, a single in the third, a single, but he got caught stealing second base, struck out swinging his last time up. Perez flinches on a break. They ask for appeal. He didn't go. Count goes to 2-0. Very surprised that De La Rosa attempted a steal. He has attempted and swiped six bags, but Maverick Hanley has proved dangerous behind the plate. 2-0. Here's a single into center field. Not a single. A line drive into Hudson Haskin runs in to make, and already there's two away. Here's Andre Lipsius. Now a base hit has to do it for as the Bay Sox can try and think about an 11th inning. Hudson Haskin would be the free runner placed in base if this game extends the frame. Still runner at second, still two out. First pitch. Lipsius watches slider miss down and away. It's 1-0. It's a 3-for-4 day for Lipsius, his second consecutive three. He's got a trio of and a ground out to the shortstop. Deep on the pull side. Oh, comes in, and it's driven out toward field, but Graffinino sees it and down on the line. Three up, three down, bottom of the 10th for Jensen Elliott to strand the free runner at second. Just about as perfect as you could ask for from Jensen. And we're on to the 11th. Bowie still tied at four. Into Bay Sox baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Bases, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical and more, all to get your employee back, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWs.com.
Fielder's Choice packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, inclusive exchange options, discounts on seat rentals, special access to the Diamond Restaurant, and a free members collectible your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-64-4865 and online to BaySox.com.
Fans, On the Green, Inc. is a sponsor of the Bay Sox and has seen 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercials. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green. Visit our website at onthegreen.com or call 410-695-044. Go Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc. lawn care team.
Continue on 7th inning here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox Seawolves are knotted at 4. Zach Watson's 2-run home run in the top of the 9th inning. The game up after Bowie'd only 2 runs over the first 3 and then were 4 the remaining 5. Now as we move to the 11th, Chris Given will step to the plate and Yaya Shentuf continues on the mound after a scoreless top of the 10th. First pitch to the right-hander Given. A strike inside, it's nothing in one. Hudson Haskin is the free runner at second base, and there are some changes for Erie in this half inning. Eric De La Rosa came in as a pinch runner 10th and was left stranded at second. As the 0-1 watch is called, strike in the lower inside corner, already nothing in two. De La Rosa remains in the game. He right field. Kerry Carpenter, right field, now moves to left field, and that replaces Andrew Navagato. De La Rosa took over four in the 10th inning. Runner at second, nobody out. The 0-2 Given misses high a fastball, goes to 1-2. Given drew a walk in his plate appearance in extras, the Friday game in which Bowie opened a massive deficit twice against him to win 9. We're tied at 4 here in the 11th half in Erie. The 1-2. This one driven. De La Rosa had a bad read on it and back. Now he runs in, catches it on the fly, and sends it to the infield, holding half at second base. Now here's J.D. Mundy. Mundy getting an 0-for-4 day, a pair of strikeouts, a pair of flyouts to left field. Righty on lefty. As Shentu holds it, third base side of the rubber, sent first pitch, and Mundy watches a called strike on the outer edge. It's nothing and one. Shentu has really seemed to be in strong to the strike zone throughout this entire outing, picking up plenty of called strikes. As the O comes in, it's swung on and missed down and away, and already nothing in two. Because he's now thrown 17 pitches and them have gone for strikes. He's already collected 4 outs. That's some great efficiency, especially for a reliever. Here's the 0-2 to Mundy. Called strike 3 on the upper outside. He's down on 3 pitches. Strikeout for Yaya Shentu. Overall for Erie pitching. And now here's Zach Watson. Another one in him? Stick around to find out on the Dragon Ball Z. Okay. All right, I've told my one joke for the day. First pitch, Watson, he crushes it. A third base line to the corner, but it... Well, get a little exciting one to start. Watson has a tie-home run game on the books. Only one, if I'm not mistaken. It was last season in mid-August. Runner at still, but now 2 outs. As the 0-1 comes in, and Watson lifts it high in the air this time. Left field again to the corner. Carpenter, but he runs out of room. And it'll curl foul, as the count is already 0-2. In the bottom of the 11th, Erie will place Andres at second base. And Jensen Elliott will continue on for the Bay Sox. He's faced the minimum so far, as has Shentu. Here's 2 to Watson. Swing and a miss for strike. High fastball. And the Bay Sox count in order in the top of the 11th. We're on the bottom frame here at UPMC Park. This will have another chance to walk off as Elliott tries a once again. 4-4 here in Erie. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Fielder's Choice with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value, the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits and flexible exchange options, discounts, suite rentals, special access to the dining restaurant, and a free members collective your first home game of the year. Get packed now by calling 301-64-4865. Find to BaySox.com.
Well, it's a special Bay Sox Live Happy Hour on Day July 14th at Prince George's. Along with the usual live music and beers, 5 to 6:30, it's also Margarita Night out at the ballpark. Get your flops, salt shakers, and Hawaiian tea ready to celebrate cruise culture with Bill Knight, sponsored by Bud Light. That Thursday, July 14th at Prince George Stadium. So get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
People don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it is. Just take a moment to think about what the world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can value to you.
Bottom of the 11th inning, PNC Park in Erie, as the Bay Sox and the Seawolves are still tied at her. Matt Sabatis with you, with Jensen Elliott continuing on the mound. He won't throw a pitch to Kerry Carpenter, as Erie starts thing with Andre Lipsius placed at base. Kerry Carpenter will intentionally walk to avoid danger that he poses and set up a potential force or play for Quincy Napoorty. That's the first walk by Elliott, of course, and just the second ult for Bay Sox pitching. Napoorty digs in, the first pitch to the right hand, on and missed low. It's nothing to open. Start the inning with runners just in second and nobody out. Confidence that that takes. Goodness. A 4-4 game here in the bottom of the 11th as Elliott delivers and skips away. Hits off of the Fanley's glove, and the winning run at just a third. Carpenter, runner, goes to second as well, but he could become relevant if there turns to be a play at the point. But with a 1-1 count, and no doubt, all Quincy Napoorty needs to do is get out of the infield, and the game will... The infield plays in, of course. Napoorty, a 1-for-3 day. He does have a sack fly, and the 1-1 is nicked foul. Hits off of the catcher and rolls away. Goes to 1-2. Napoorty had the sack fly against Armbruster back in the third inning. Armbruster has fortunately been taken off the hook thanks to the game-tying two-run home Zach Watson in the ninth. It's a win for Armbruster in his debut. Napoorty for a brief time. Let him sweat off the brow and adjust the helmet before getting back into the box. He plays in the corner closest to Maverick Handley behind late. The 1-2 pitch to Napoorty. Swinging a high deep drive out to left field. So win the game for Erie as A.J. Grado backs up on it. Looks up and it's a fair ball at the top of the wall. See, it scores and it's a walk goal for Quincy Napoorty. The Bay Sox drop their consecutive game and suffer the seventh walk-off loss of the season. Final of 5-4 here in innings. We'll step aside, started with Bay Sox postgame, and just a little recap, some highlights, and a little Eastern League. We're back after this into Bay Sox baseball.
Baseball of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical, and more. All to get your employee to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake's at CEIWC.com.
There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau Night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle the Elder. Live music from the islands, inspirational dance performances, and more. That's not all. It's also Maryland's car show. Do you own a clunker of junk on wheels? Well, here's yours to show it off. Again, that's all on July 30th, so head to Bay Sox to purchase tickets and find out more about ring for Maryland's worst car show. Hope to see you there.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, are the MVP. Learn more at luminous.org.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured office technology professionals with trusted advisors. From document output devices, scanning and workflow, and security and storage, we understand it. Not printers. Give DC Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find more about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office tech made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the mountain regions of Colombia and to royal farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and fresh coffee in the world. Because Royal Swiss-made coffee machines grind rich, flavorful coffee beans and one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest, best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Back to the ballpark with Matt Simas.
We bring you back into UPMC Park this year in Erie as the Bay Sox for their seventh walk-off loss of the year and their fourth consecutive loss overall. 5-4 tonight, Erie Seawolves in 11 innings. As we get rolling with Bay Sox game, we'll get you some highlights and a recap of this one. It was a pretty back-and-forth game with a little bit of excitement late, but unfortunately, with Bowie, they will fall a little bit further in the standings. We'll get you a standings update today wraps up. But first, recap. We go all the way back in time to the faraway low 8 p.m. when first pitch came home to Adam Hall. It was a ball laid to Hall, and he eventually saw another ball. I'm feeling like Dr. Seuss, but Hall eventually grounded out to the shortstop. Ortiz, though, following a flyout from Prieto, Ortiz would lift a triple to left center field, making his third, and Maverick Handley would bring the game's first run. He's still hitting well over 300 at the 2-2 pitch. Line drive, the middle of base hit. Ortiz, Handley singles, and the base lead 1-0 here in the top of the first. And it was a big RBI for Hay for the Bay Sox to score first, especially inning. That's something that they've definitely had trouble with, especially here on the road. Haven't done that too much. Didn't happen too much on their two-trip against Altoona and Harrisburg. As the game moved on in the bottom of the first, Arm Brewster was making his Double-A debut. Fly out of Wenzel Perez to open, but Andre Lipsia singled and Carey Carpenter double-leg. Arm Brewster could be in for some trouble. But after getting Quincy Naporti to bounce the ball right back to him, Arm Brewster threw it home to get a runner at third. Second out of the, and it set up Arm Brewster, opportunity for his first Double-A strikeout. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss on him. Fastball away, and a good way to log your first strikeout. Justin Armbruster strands a tying run at third. It sent us on to the second inning at that point. Sox went down in order at the hands of Justin Bergner. In the bottom of the second, only base runner for Erie was a hit pitch. Armbruster picked up a couple of more hits to his resume. He was up to three, two scoreless innings. And in the top of the and Bowie, they were able to add one away. A.J. Graffin struck out looking to open the inning, and then Adam singled to right field. Cesar Prieto, plenty of times he's been able to lay down good bunts. He's got a good eye for it, placement for it. He was aided a little bit by the Erie defense. Just listen. And they've got him played in it. He's on the grass if he wants to lay something down. What does? It's a beauty! Over to pitcher! The catcher throws it wild! Hall goes to third base, Prieto goes to second. It's a bunt single and an and the catcher as they throw it back home and no one was backing it up in whores. Bert Dingler were just meandering around home plate as the came in from right field and rolled to the Seawolves dugout. Eagle-eyed Adam Hall scoring run and Bowie leads to. Looked like Bowie was about to be in the driver's seat for the remainder of the game. But as we move to the bottom of the third, that wouldn't be the case. Wenzel split off with a single, and Andre Lipsius with one of his own, putting runners at first and third with nobody out. Carpenter struck out swinging, and that's the most dangerous batter in the lineup out of the way. But Quincy Naporti came up and got aboard. You want to get him out of this inning quick. And is driven in the air to right field. Should bring one run home. The corner squares it up and makes the catch. Here comes Perez as the throw comes in and it's cut off. Run scores on sacrifice. Bowie still leads, but it's now 2-1. The sentence Bowie seeds would be very short because the very next batter, Dane Myers, the very next pitch, a hunt. Here's the first pitch. Myers crushes it. Out to deep left field. Haskins running back, and he's through. This one's gone. A go-ahead two-run for Dane Myers, his fifth of the season. What a day for Myers either, because continued on into the fourth inning. A leadoff single by Hudson Haskin, but he was left stranded. In the bottom of the fourth, Brewster recovered, worked around a single in play to face the minimum in the bottom of the fifth. Bowie got two singles, but couldn't bring anyone home. Run. In the bottom of the fifth, Erie did get a leadoff single from Wenzel, but he was caught stealing second base as Armbruster faced the minimum final inning. A good line for his debut. Five innings, seven hits, three runs, four strikeouts. No walks allowed. Though Bowie still couldn't get an answer against Bergner anymore. A leadoff single by Hudson Haskin was left stranded at first base. Bergner picked up a couple of strikeouts to frame and his day. In the sixth, Dane Myers came up with one out. And, well, pretty simply put, he did it again. Perkins came in eighth inning after Clayton McGinnis had blown the lead outright, allowed the game to be tied. The oats to Myers is drilled out toward left center field, and he's got a Dane Myers home run of the day. Looked about just identical as the first. Insurance run for Erie as they lead 4-2. That would be the only bait for Erie in that frame. And as moved on to the seventh, Kyle Zurak took for the Seawolves. It would be a trio of pitchers to take on just an individual inning for Erie. And they all worked very well to open as Zurak pitched a perfect seventh. In the bottom of the seventh, it was much the same as Perkins continued on the mound. He did walk Gickman, but when Wenzel Perez was up the plate, I was talking a little surprise that Workman had to steal with an obstructed view from a left-hander in the box and some good speed. Then Maverick Hanley showed me why Workman tried to steal. The 2-2 pitch in and miss for strike three. Back pick to first him. Now pick him off. Double play. Inning is over. Hanley just keeps getting it done behind home plate for Bowie. That ended the frame and sent us on to the inning where Bowie still went down in order. This ended in white. In the bottom of the eighth, did get a couple of base hits against Jake his Double-A debut, but Prezine, working a double play, did not allow a run at second base. And in the ninth, Houston came out, had been putting together outstanding numbers for Erie this season, had converted both saves asked with, but after a leadoff was given and a strikeout of J.D. Mundy, Zach Watson got a hold of one. Longston, pitch clock's just been off as the next in, and it's drilled out toward deep left field. Navagato running back toward the corner of the wall, and it is gone! A game-tying run home run for Zach Watson. His third of the season, and it's 4-4 here in the ninth. Second time, what is that, five games at this point. Bucks have had a ninth inning game-tying home run. They were able to get another runner on base. A.J. Graffinino walked, stole second base, and third on an error by the catcher on base attempt. So go-ahead run was at third without. But Adam Hall struck looking, and Cesar Prieto struck out hanging, and the game was on to the ninth. Jensen Elliott took over and gave up a leadoff infield single to Dylan Burr, but he wasn't able to go in. A double play ruined Erie's chances, and Elliott faced the ninth to send the game into extras. Cesar Prieto would be the free runner placed second base to start the top of the 10th inning. Joey Ortiz grounded out to the first baseman to open the frame. Prieto got third. Maverick Handley, he'd been getting the infield enough and had the RBI sink first inning, just needed to get the infield here, but it just wasn't meant to be. The one broken bat bouncer over to short, laid home. Picked by the shortstop, thrown home, and they got Prieto. Fielder's choice goes Sue, and there's two away. That'd be the only chance they really got, as Hudson had it out to end the inning and send us bottom of the 10th. In the 10th, Jensen Elliott continued, a pinch runner to second base, and Elliott at least sit down the side for Erie. Got a flyout and a lineout onto the 11th. Bowie got the second, and Hudson Haskin this time, they had nothing against Yaya time through. A flyout and back-to-back outs, and Bowie stranded the go-ahead at second base again. In the bottom of the 11th, Bowie walked Kerry Carpenter to open the frame, as Andre Lipsius started at base, but a wild pitch from Jensen Elliott pushed both runners back to second and third. All Quincy Neoporti had to do was hit it in the air, just a little deep to finish it off for Erie, and he got it done. The 1-2 pitch to Neoporti. Swinging a high deep drive out to left field. Win the game for Erie as A.J. grabs up on it. Looks up. It's a fair ball off the top of the wall. Scores, and it's a walk-off single for Quincy Neoporti. Bucks drop their fourth consecutive game and suffer their seventh walk-off loss of the season. Final of 5-4 here in 11 innings. So your full box score. Bowie scores 4 runs on 9 hits with no errors. They left on 9. Erie's 5 runs on 12 hits with 3 errors left on 7. Yaya Shenf is the winning pitcher for the Seawolves. He moves to 2-1. As Gentiot takes the loss, he falls to 4-2. Game was played in 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at UPM of 2,282. With the loss, to 25-40 on the season, a 4-game losing streak for the Sox, and they're now the second team league to reach 40 losses, as Binghamton did so just yesterday. The Bay Sox are now 1-1 on the road, 8 in one-run games, and 2-7 in extra-inning game. With the win, the Erie Seawolves, 37-28 on the year, a 4-game winning streak for Erie, as they're 20-9 when playing in front of home crowds, 10-9 in games decided by one run, and an even 3-3 in extra inning games. Two sides continue the 6-game series tomorrow. It'll be Ryan Watson to start for Bowie. We'll do it more in depth in a little bit, but for now we take, and when we come back, we look around the scoreboards, check the Eastern League and the organization. We continue with Base Post Game next as Bowie falls tonight 5-4 in 11. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throat, neck aches, and pulled muscles to an IV, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk-in doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, labs, and prescription drugs are on site. Major insurance plans are except for routine illnesses and injury. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Most special day of the year at Prince George Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd NEAT presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Tuna Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for five with some fantastic post-game fun. The 23rd annual Navy Night at Stadium. So get your tickets now at Bay.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Radworth is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's or Invisalign aligners, anyone get the smile they've always wanted with our flex payment options. With two of the country's orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today for your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Radworth, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We're back. I'm here from UPMC Park in Erie. Continue on with Bay Sox postgame. Falling to Erie tonight, 5-4, 11 innings. Matt Sabatis with, as we take a quick cruise around the East briefly and tell you about play still in action. Of course, Erie and Booting just about a half hour earlier than the rest of the crew are the first ones done. And it's a blowout to all blowouts over at Canal Park in Akron this evening. Denver Ducks try to take a lead in the Southwest Division. They're doing everything in their power to make sure it happens. They've just finished 11-run seventh inning. They lead at Harrisburg 17-0 in front of their home crowd. Thanks in part to a postponement between Richmond and Portland with a one-half game lead. Southwest Division standings at the end of the day. Richmond and Portland will play a doubleheader at some point over the rest of the week. But Akron, for the brief moment, is all alone in first place in Southwest Division. New Hampshire and Altoona are playing a fun one. It 1-0 New Hampshire after 3, 2-1 Altoona after 3.5, and then 2-2 after 4. New Hampshire put on individual runs in the 6th and 7th to make it 2, but Altoona put on 2 in the 8th to tie the game at 4. Hampshire has runner at first and 2 outs in the 8th, a 4-4 game. Reading is piling on insurance over the Binghamton Rumble Ponies right now. They lead 9-3 in the bottom of the 9th. Binghamton down to their final 3 outs in that Marabito Stadium. Hartford, slim 5-4 lead over Sunset, all thanks to a 4-run 6th inning from the Yard Goats. Hartford win yesterday. Those teams, the only two teams left in the Northeast Division playoffs, are currently tied for first with identical 41-3 records as Hartford looks to jump into the postseason for the first time in nearly a decade. On the Orioles organization, there's a couple of games still in action if we pull them up or if the score portal will give me a little bit of trouble. Norfolk gave up a five spot Phillies AAA. That's Lehigh Valley in the second inning, and right now they're trying to do some damage control to climb out of that hole. 5-3 they trail at the stretch over at Coca-Cola Park in the Lehigh Valley. Wilmington held Aberdeen to just win today, and that was just enough. Blue Rocks, they're the Nationals affiliate, IA. Wilmington wins 2-1 in that one. Aberdeen actually out-hit Rocks 5-3, but could only make one run in the top of the 9th. And then a little bit of rain back in Arnwoods. Purdue Stadium seeing enough to postpone their game with the Lynchburg Hillcats this evening. They'll play another tomorrow. Score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and they suffer their 7th walk-off loss of the season tonight. 5-4 in Alangs. Two sides will be back at it again tomorrow with a 6.05 first. Ryan Watson will get the start for Bowie. A 4-1 record and a 3.93 ERA. Wilmer Floret for the Seawolves. 2-1 mark for the right-hander. A 3.5 ERA. Again, a 6.05 first pitch. So that means a DCA Imaging pregame show of 5-5. For now, though, we say so. Good evening, this is Matt Sabatis saying thank you for coming to UPMC Park and joining us as Bowie falls an 11-0 walk-off loss to Erie, 5-4. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another cast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.